Broadcast of Washington High School Soccer on Classic Hits. Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This special sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor, Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance, Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home, Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, Hayes and Dance, Headlines, Heller's Lawn Pro, the Kingpin Bowling Center, McAllister Machinery, McDonald's Restaurants, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Anna Lou Chapman with REMAX, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling & Company, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV. Tournament coverage provided by Tabor Crane Construction in Washington, Lawrence Landscaping, and Sarah Browning, your local Edward Jones investment advisor. Now, let's go live to the field.
Welcome to the Sports Complex in Washington. It is time once again for another round of IHSAA Boys Soccer sectional action from the Sports Complex. I'm Dwayne Shake along with Monty Critchlow. Night number three, Monty, getting to know you pretty well, sir.
Yes, sir. And, you know, we're back home here. But this, as we said, every game you advance in the tournament, you're going to step up a little bit in competition, and we've definitely got to step up tonight. Pike Central cruises in here with a 15-1-2 record.
Wow.
It's funny because I asked the coach, and he said, I think it's 15-2-1, and then I saw about 15 Pike Central fans walking in with 15-1-2, so I'm going to go with the shirts. But it ought to be a great game. I saw them play in the first game of the sectional, and they are definitely posing threat. They've got some speed. They don't go forward much, so the Hatchets will be faced with a similar, I don't say they pack it, but they don't send too many players forward because their one weapon is Kyle Western. That kid is probably going to be the fastest kid on the pitch out here, and they look to pitch that ball over the top of backs and let him run under it, and he's got the burner speed.
Coach singled him out in our pregame interview, which we'll have for you in just a moment. He is a senior. So that's good news. We only have to see him one more time. But I'll tell you, this Pike Central team, you watched them play in the opening round, Monty. They are the real deal. But we can say the same about the Hatchets and watching them in the opening round game. They're playing on all levels right now. Good team ball, just precise passes, talking out on the field. And as I said to Coach just a little while ago, they're tournament-minded right now. They know this is the second season. It's underway, and they're looking forward to hopefully a deep run.
This team has been sculpted by several things. They have a new coach, they have a new style, but also by the competition over the season. They have played a very tough schedule, just like the girls do. And, you know, in fairness, a lot tougher schedule than Pike Central has played. So what that does is that you either melt against good competition or it reforms you into a hardened, determined group of kids, and I think that's what we have. I really believe this Hatchet team is peaking at about the right time.
We'll see. Again tonight, it's Washington and Pike Central in Game 1 of the semifinals from the Sports Complex in Washington. You still have time to come on out, grab a good seat, enjoy some great food from the concession stand. I'm enjoying nachos right now. They loaded me up with some extra cheese, so thanks to the crew in the stand for a job well done. And, of course, we need you here. The student body is in full force. I know the student section is going to be loud and proud over here on Washington's side, and I looked to Pike Central's fan base just a little bit ago, and, man, they are wound up and ready to go, too. And their fans continue to pour in as well. So both teams are hungry for it. It's going to be a showdown you don't want to miss. Stay tuned. This is the Hatchet Pregame Show brought to you by Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Washington, and by Purdue Farms in Washington. When we come back, a visit with Washington first-year head coach Evan Stahl. You're listening to Washington Hatchet Boys Soccer on Memories 107.9 WAMW. Questions about your retirement deserve more than just a call center. Let Alan Bubalo, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, show you the difference personal attention can make when it comes to your goals.
contact Alan Bubalo today at 812-254-1340. That's 812-254-1340. Personal attention. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The Prescription Shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
My name is Aaron Sanders.
Tell us why you come back day in, day out here at Chuckles and Ligoti.
The service here at Chuckles is wonderful. The people are wonderful. They begin to know you by name after you come back for so long, you know. When I walk in, they know what I'm here for usually. I don't even have to ask. I'm probably here about 10 times a day, honestly. So great staff, great people. Their attitude is wonderful. It's just and it's convenient right here in the middle of town. So if you need anything, this is the store to go to.
Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
Things are ramping up at the Washington Chrysler Center for Ram Power Days. You could save over $11,500 on the remaining 2017 Laramie trucks with prices starting as low as $38,647. If you have been searching for a Dodge truck, you know these trucks won't last long at this price. Don't miss out. Offer ends October 31st. It's the Ram Power Days at Washington Chrysler Center or visit WashingtonChryslerCenter.com.
McDonald's new Buttermilk Crispy Tenders are so crispy, juicy, and delicious they could pass for my own. So I will. Pass them for my own, I mean. I shouldn't be making chicken at my age, and I got things I'd rather be doing.
Marianne!
Do you hear that? The hot tub is calling my name.
Introducing McDonald's Buttermilk Crispy Tenders, made with 100% white meat and no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. They're not grandma's, but she's okay with that. At participating McDonald's.
This is the Hatcher Pregame Show on WAMW. We visit now with Coach Evan Stahl, head coach of the Washington Boys program. Here we are in the semifinals, Coach. It's a big matchup tonight. Many say this could mean the championship. I don't want to look over any team, but Pike Central is the real deal. This is a team that has kind of given you fits. You don't get to see them in the regular season. Here they are tonight on your home field, and it's semifinal play. What do you know about the Chargers?
Yeah, they're a very solid team. Obviously, like you said, they've kind of been our nemesis the last couple of years. I think it's been two overtime games, the last two sectionals, and they got us last year in the final. They're going to be solid. They're going to play hard, and they're going to give us their best game of the year, as everyone is going forward. So we're looking for a good test, and I'm looking for our guys to respond. It should be a lot of fun tonight.
Monty singled out a couple players. He watched some of the game, the opening round, I think, Western. And who are the other players to watch for on this Pike Central team?
Yeah, everything really does run through Kyson. He's their main goal scorer. I think he had 31 goals the regular season. They're going to be solid all over. One guy in the back to look out for is Gavin Boyd. He's solid as well. We're going to try to keep him occupied and not let him. He likes to kind of be mobile, sweep around, like be a true sweeper where he's able to kind of clean up everything that comes out the back. So we're going to try to keep him occupied. But I think we can do a good job on him, a good job on Kyson. We should be successful tonight.
Well, it's going to be a good showdown. You know, watching your boys play in the opening round, I'll tell you, I liked what I seen. These guys are pumped, prime. They know it's second season now, and you guys are playing on all levels and ready to roll and hopefully make a good run in this tournament.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. It's tournament time. It's win or go home. So either you bring it or you go home, like I said. So I think we're ready, and I think you're going to like what you're going to see tonight.
What's your injury updates? You got your goalie back?
Yeah, Evan's back. I believe he will start. I haven't actually talked to him and Bryce. They're both kind of, you know, this time of the year, everyone's a little banged up. It's just how you can deal with the pain. But Evans was a little more serious, but he was cleared yesterday. He put in a full practice. He looked good, and I expect him to be the starter tonight.
No change up in your starting lineup?
Nope, same starters as Monday.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
That's correct.
Coach Evan Stahl in our pregame interview. Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Looking forward to an exciting matchup. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Dwayne.
We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to Hatchet Soccer in the IHSAA 2A Boys Sectional Tournament from Washington. Back after this three-minute timeout on WAMW.
Bobby Andis and the team at Lawrence Landscaping in Washington is proud to back the Hatchet soccer team this week in tournament play. Good luck, Hatchets, from Lawrence Landscaping in Washington. For custom work on your landscape, cleanup of brush, or bringing down trees on your lot, even the stump, put Lawrence Landscaping on the job for you. Call 812-698-1670. Fully insured and ready for any work. Call 812-698-1670. Good luck, Hatchets, from Lawrence Landscaping in Washington.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Summer is winding down and time to treat your sun-damaged hair, split ends, and dull and brittle hair from too much sun exposure. Let us do a deep conditioning to put life back into your hair. Try on some fall hair colors at Headlines Beauty Salon. With hairstyles and colors constantly changing, Headlines Beauty Salon keeps up on the latest. Let one of their stylists, Kim, Danielle, and Susan, give you a new look and style today. Call them for an appointment at 812-254-1810. Get your fall on today.
Your number one Hatchet fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington is a winning combination. We'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit the Donaldson Agency in Washington today or call 812-254-4668.
Donaldson Insurance with us, your number one.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Honesty, integrity, family owned, now I know I'll get a better deal. No pressure, no hassle, no trouble, stress free. A Dobson deal so easy. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Welcome back to the Sports Complex here in Washington for the semifinals, game number one of the IHSAA 2A Boys Soccer Sectional. Washington and Pike Central in game one. Coming up in game two, it's Gibson Southern and Southridge. And Monty, again, it's going to be a good showdown here tonight with Washington and Pike Central, both teams hungry and looking to move on to that championship, which will be back here Saturday at the Sports Complex. That's a 2 o'clock kickoff for the championship game Saturday afternoon. Let's talk about the Hatchets. Goalie Evan Francis is back, and he got cleared. I talked to Coach about that. And Evan is taking the warm-ups out there good and ready to go, but Bryce Browning is also waiting in the wings if need be. So the goalkeepers are in place as far as the injury situation. Coach didn't mention any. I think we're all healthy and ready to go here tonight.
Well, I don't think his injury was the Lady Hatchets goalkeeper has a little more serious injury on her knee than Evan had on his foot. It's still sore, but he's still got most of his mobility, and I think they're going to need his judgment and his experience back there, just like the Lady Hatchets are going to need if they advance to the final on Saturday. But both teams have the same mission. They've got to really play some good D, which is how you win games in soccer, and find those guys up front that make the one last good pass, make the good finish. Same thing with Pike Central. If they can get a goal up, you might see a real, I won't say packing, but you're going to see very few people going forward, doing just like they did last year, waiting for the counter. And that's how Washington got got upset is they bade their time and finally found it in that overtime period. So Hats are well aware of the speed of Western up front and quiet in the back. So, you know, both of these teams know each other very well, and I'm sure that the total overall team effort is what's going to work out here or not work.
Well, again, it's the second season. You win, you move on, you lose, the season comes to an end. And it's Washington and Pike Central set to do battle here in the first game. We're just about 7 minutes or so away from kickoff and the opening introductions. Brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington, proud to support our area athletes. Our pregame coverage brought to you by Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones financial advisor, and by Purdue Farms in Washington. We also want to thank the Prescription Shop, your hometown good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington, Freddie Energy in Washington, fueling your everyday life, and the Donaldson Insurance Agency with Donaldson's Your Number One. We'll take another 3-minute timeout and be back with more right after this. It's the Hatchets and Pike Central in the boys' soccer sectional semifinals from the Sports Complex in Washington. Back in 3 minutes on WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you rent a house or an apartment? Have you thought about what would happen if your possessions were destroyed by fire or other type of disaster? Renters Insurance provides financial protection against such losses and is relatively inexpensive. Hi, this is Dawn Perkins with Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987 for a free quote. Thompson Insurance at 514 East Main Street in Washington, your local auto owner's independent insurance agency, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Hello, I'm John Baldwin. Several months ago, we made the groundbreaking announcement about the impending arrival of Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington. We wanted to share our excitement about better serving the local community. Now, it's time to get down to business. Goodwin Seavers has selected a local contractor, Tabor Crane, to build our state-of-the-art funeral home in Washington. We support local businesses and believe in best serving local needs. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, proudly preparing to serve Davis County in 2018.
The Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington invites you to bring the family for a great night of family fun. Every Friday and Saturday, we crank up the jukebox for Rock and Bowl. Throughout the week, league play continues, and you cannot bowl on an empty stomach. The Kingpin Bowling Center snack bar is one of the best, with a full menu from appetizers to the main dish. New items have been added, including wings, strums, hot ham and cheese, and of course, great pizza. The Kingpin Bowling Center, State Street in Washington. Welcome back to the Sports Complex. In game number one, the Washington Hatchets will actually be the visitors on the scoreboard, wearing the away black. And the Pike Central Chargers will be the home team in white. 40 minutes are on the clock. The starting lineup's making their way to midfield with the officials now. Our starting lineup's presented by Boyd Grain again in Washington. Proud to support our area athletes. And with the introductions, our PA announcer, Tanya Stahl.
Tonight's first match, we have the visitors on the scoreboard, the Washington Hatchets, and the home team will be the Pike Central Chargers. Let's meet our starting lineups. First for the Hatchets, number 0, Evan Francis. Number 2, Jaime Rojas. Number 3, Lance Roach. Number 4, Grant Niehaus. Wearing number 7, Luis Perez. Number 9, Solomon Davis. Number 11, Daniel Cardona. Number 15, Kyle Humrickhouse. Number 16, Caleb Tabor. Number 17, Brady Hill. And rounding out the lineup, number 19, Acris Revolorio. The Hatchets are coached by Evan Stahl, assisted by Mike Roach, Chris Colvin, and Brad Tabor. And now for the Chargers of Pike Central. Number 1, Tyler Tormelin. Number 9, Gavin Boyd. Number 3, Kyson Western. Number 4, Briar Metters. Number 5, Tyler Metters. Number 14, Caleb Claridge. Number 21, Brayton Booker. Number 19, Quade Claridge. 22 is Cameron Henson. Number 11, Hayden Kabrick. And wearing number 6, Ethan Scott. The Chargers are coached by Chad Western, assisted by Jacob Western and Tanner Gray. Are Brandon Aders, Larry Beal, and Matt Hirsch.
There you have it. The starting lineups presented by Boyd Grain in Washington. When we come back, we'll kick it off. Washington and Pike Central up next in the boys soccer sectional here on WAMW.
Hi, this is Clara Myers from Myers LP Gas in Washington. Saving money is just a phone call away. With Myers LP Gas, we can service your home, industry, or farm. And since we'll set your tank for free, the switch to Myers has never been easier. For more information, call Steve at 254-6809 or toll-free at 877-MYERS-22. And hey, remember the tanks for your gas grill. Bring them out to Myers LP Gas on Highway 57, 6 miles north of Washington.
Tabor Crane Construction in Washington is proud to back the Washington Hatchets this week in the soccer tournament. Good luck and keep going strong. We're proud of you. Tabor Crane Construction offers general contracting, construction management, new construction, renovations, and they can design and build your home or business from the ground up. Call 812-254-1610 for your estimate. Good luck, Hatchets, from Tabor Crane Construction in Washington.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Welcome back to the Sports Complex. We're ready after a rousing rendition of the anthem sung by one of the fans in the crowd tonight. A little technical difficulty up here. I think that was Winnie Francis, wasn't it, Tanya? I think that was Winnie Francis who led the anthem out there in the stands. So job well done. The show must go on, as they say. And tonight we are set for the first game of the semifinals. Monty, I know you're pumped and ready for this one. What do you say?
It's tournament time, you know, and this is do or die. I still have those feelings as a coach. It's a sleepless night the night before a game.
Well, that could be that we didn't get home until 11 o'clock too, Monty.
That's true. That's possible. But nonetheless, it's exciting time of year. This is what you play for, though. The tournament at the end of the year to see how far you can go. And obviously, most teams in Indiana are going to end the season on a loss. But you don't really care at this point. You just want to go out there and play who's on the field against you. And that's what the Hatchets are looking at right now. This is a semifinal game. They've got to get through this game and win it to get to the finals and continue their dream.
Tonight's game brought to you by your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles, open 24 hours. McDonald's Restaurant of Washington. Apply and join the McDonald's team today at McDonald's. I'm loving it. And by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. Washington, right to left. I'm sorry, left to right on your radio dial for this first. I'm used to saying right to left. They normally are. Left to right on your radio dial for the first half. They're the visitors on the scoreboard in the black trimmed in gold, while Pike Central is the home white trimmed in red. Pike. Washington will start with the ball, and we're ready to get this one starting. Monty Critchlow.
Pike Central has brought a large contingent, so they're going to be noisy. Immediately, the Hatchet serve it down in the corner, trying to work the ball past the gaggle of white-clad players. And right off, you can see it's a physical match.
Boom, boom. Washington wants to attack early. This is going to be very physical, and it is going to be a battle. You can count on it.
It's a long throw in. Davis with the one touch over here to Perez. Perez out just outside the box, makes a square move.
Cardona
plays the ball over to Revolario. Hatchet's finding a lot of touches around the box. Can't quite penetrate all those Chargers focused around the box. Ball is still in play on that far side.
Jaime Rojas now.
Rojas delivers the ball. It's hit wide by a back. And the ball comes rolling up here. Here comes Hill from his back spot all the way up. He's down in the attacking third. Hatchet's really pushing at the ball. They call it high pressure, and that's what it is. It's going to be a throw-in for Washington down deep. Here comes Perez.
Only a minute gone, but the action is intense already here in the semifinals.
Both sides going at it hard. Now, Perez is a deadly weapon. There's the throw. It's right on the spot. It's loose right in front of the box. It's kicked out a little bit, but the ball is still down inside the box. Davis trying to turn and fire a ball, but it looks like it bounds off of a Charger, and it's going to be a Hatchet corner kick, first one of the night.
What do you think, Monty? This is nothing short of what you expected. The Hatchets are fired up. You can see that right off the bat.
They are. They are, and, you know, the opening play where two players hit the deck, why that kind of tells you the intensity on both sides. Corner kick. It's a low driver right on the penalty spot. Hatchets have it, holding it in the box.
Niehaus.
Knocked out of bounds. Yeah, Niehaus made a really nice one-touch settle on that ball. But
try it again.
Second Hatchet corner.
Yeah, it's Cardona over here to take it.
Hatchets have six players around the top of the box. They'll make their move in when the ball's served. And here it is. It's far post. It's headed up high by – there's a left foot.
Oh.
Luis Perez tried to pick that ball out of the air with the left footer. Couldn't quite do it. It is the first shot of the night, but it sails high and wide.
Goalkeeper for Pike Central, Tyler Tormelin. He is a senior, and he does have some height back there. He gets his first goal kick. The Chargers finally trying to get it into their scoring half.
Ball rolls back here. A little shove on the far side, but it's 50-50 ball. Hatchet's control. Settle it down. Revolario settles the ball down, and here's the ball played up here to Solomon Davis. He one touches it. Back to Davis. And there's Niehaus. And Pike settles the ball and tries. Now they pitch it over the top and still looking
Western.
For a Western. And that's the one-on-one battle. It looks like Caleb Tabor is on him. It's down in the corner. And looks like it's going to be a throw-in for Pike. And immediately there are five Chargers around the edge of the box, so they're picking and choosing when they go forward. Throw still has been delivered. Now it is. It's in the box. It's bouncing right to the edge of the box. But the ball's cleared back to midfield. And here's Perez trying to break it past three players. Can't quite do it. Pike does a nice job of taking the pressure off and delivering it up here, but Washington's right on it.
Perez has some intense speed. You know, he is quick up and down the field.
There's a nice touch by Chris Revolario.
It's Rojas
into the box. He fires a quick shot right across the goal mouth. No one there to finish off. Solomon was a little bit late getting there. But he goes to the far side down in the corner, recovers the ball. He's still holding it down deep. Plays the ball back here to Perez. Perez at the edge of the box. Now he plays the ball to the middle, and it's a bad touch by Cardona. And there the ball, the Hatchets lose the ball off the side. So
only 5 minutes in, and you would not know it by the style of play already here in this semifinal with Washington and Pike Central still scoreless on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Brayton Booker of Pike Central losing the touch on that ball. It rolls off far side for a Washington throw-in. We've only played 5 minutes, but like you said, Dwayne, it's been a pretty active half so far.
In your face soccer, that's for sure.
Another throw, Hatchets. This is a long one coming into the box.
Nice throw in.
Nice settle by Perez. He turns. He's trying to play on. Now he fires a Ooh. Shot, but he didn't get to turn his leg on the ball enough, and it goes off the line for a goal kick.
Tonight's game brought to you by Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer in downtown Washington. Also by A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store, and Davies Community Hospital, better together for better health. Another goal kick for Tyler Tormelin.
Pressure. Oh, there was a handball. It was missed.
No call.
On Pike Central, just outside the box. Call it inadvertent, I guess. He surely saw that one.
Yeah.
I'll give him credit for that. Pike Central throw up the right side. It's a long one. It's bouncing up that right line. Nice play by Grant Niehaus to get the ball back up. Had to settling the ball down, trying to play through the middle, but missed their connection, and Pike Central has it, working the ball through the middle. That's 22, Cameron Henson, midfielder for Pike Central.
Big guy in the
middle.
Yeah, he's
a tall guy. Here's the ball up here on the left side. It's Luis Perez, one-on-one, trying to turn the corner. Now he fires a ball, a low driver that gets picked off and knocked out of bounds for another hatchet corner.
Gavin Boyd got a foot on that one to get it out of dangerous territory, and Jaime Rojas is going to take this corner kick in the far corner now for the hatchets.
Jaime plays it short. Kreese brings the ball back in the air, a flying attempt by Perez to head the ball, but misses, and Pike clears the ball back. It's a long bounce, and here comes the hatchet defenders doing a nice job of holding off Tyler Metters. And it turns out it's going to be a Pike Central throw far side.
Well, I'll tell you what, Monty, this is a great one to watch.
Energy, yep. It's all over the field. Everybody is putting out maximum effort. This might be a game where numbers, depth on your squad.
Going to make a big difference
yep.
if they keep up this style because they're running full tilt nonstop. Both teams, for that matter.
Pike Central, here's the counter coming. Playing it out right up the middle. Pike still holding. Can't get it through the hatchet wall, and hatchets drill it back. And there's a one lone hatchet, and that is Perez. He's charging on the ball. And just as a little one step late getting to the ball before the keeper for Pike Central picks the ball off.
Perez has got some speed, though. I'll say that again. Man, he can get down the field quick.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of upper body strength, too. If you've never seen Luis. Now there's a foul on Washington, first foul of the.
Called on Rojas, a little push in the back as he tried to climb the ladder there. So Pike Central gets the free kick right at midfield.
Here's the kick. It's into the box. Francis out. Oh, it's a collision, and there is a foul. Evan was zeroing in on the ball, and the oncoming Pike Central forward ran into him.
Tyler Metters called for that one, and no dirty play, just a collision. And
just hard play.
Goalkeeper's
going
to win that
play.
One every time.
I'm glad the whistle was blown. Here we go.
Otherwise, yeah, that was dangerous, wasn't it?
Yep.
Because the goal was left wide open.
Perez holding the ball. Did a nice job over to Solomon Davis. Bringing the ball wide right here. Inside to Hummerick House. Perez inside crease. Revolario can't, too many white shirts in there. And broke the attack up. Crease giving effort, though. Now he does win the ball.
Nice
back heel to Solomon Davis. Davis changes direction over here to Rojas. Rojas drops the ball back to Cardona. Now he swings the ball back outside to Lance Roach. Still holding the ball out on the left. Jaime trying to work one-on-one. Can't get it past. That was a nice defensive play. But Washington recovers and fires a quick shot, but it's high.
I like the pass. Just the play right now for Washington. They're on, aren't they?
That's the short game. That's what this team is very good at, holding the ball and moving, making those 1-2 combinations inside traffic. That's what Coach Stahl likes. That's what he wants.
Another nice night for soccer as the sun has gone down. The lights are on. There's a good breeze blowing through here in the press box.
Ball's back into play. Caleb Tabor steps up. Still kind of loose there, but Solomon Davis recovers. Plays the ball up here to Revolario. He drops the ball inside to Cardona. Quick shot into sails just over the crossbar.
Another good look.
Very quick counter.
Cardona can hit that one. He has before.
It took him a couple in the last game to get warmed up, but once he did, he found it.
Yep. 10 minutes gone in the opening half. If you're just joining us, this is the semifinals of the boys' soccer sectional at the Sports Complex, Washington and Pike Central. We're scoreless on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Tor Mullen, goalkeeper for Pike Central, puts the ball back into play off the goal kick. And it's just a battle at midfield right now. And there is Rojas coming out of the crowd with the ball, pushing it up slow. Now he plays the ball in here to Revelario just outside the box on the left side. The ball's knocked out, going to be a Washington throw-in. We're under 30 minutes left in this first half, still no score.
Watch this throw.
Yeah.
Luis Perez throw-in far side.
Boom, it's right to the six-yard box.
Oh, man. He can lay that right in there.
Flying header attempt. Just missed. I think that might have been Niehaus.
Yeah, it was.
Grant Niehaus flying at the ball. Just couldn't quite catch up to it.
Do you see that throw, though? You can't spot that any better.
It's a weapon.
That's a long throw.
It's a weapon.
And he's throwing uphill over that far side, too.
Yeah, and he can throw it on a line drive into the net. Now, the ball would not count if he did that. So, but you want to throw it just enough away from the goalkeeper so he's frozen on his line, and hopefully we can get a head on it.
We got a stoppage in play. We'll take a one-minute timeout, and we'll come back with more from the Sports Complex right after this on WAMW.
If you're unable to work or suffer from a disability that makes it difficult to perform your job, call the local attorney that has helped hundreds win their disability cases and receive their benefits from the government. Tim Dant, the veteran attorney with the legal expertise and experience in Social Security disability cases. Tim Dant is an attorney, not a certified representative that moves you through a disability claims hearing. When your future income is at stake, choose a proven winner. Tim Dant, attorney at law at the law office of Hayes and Dant in Washington.
The harvest is in full swing. Hi, this is Steve from Freddy Energy. Making sure your equipment is ready for these busy fall harvest days is very important. At Freddy Energy, we continue to offer Citgo lubricants and oils to help your equipment operate at its best. You'll always have less downtime when your equipment is running smoothly. When you're ready to change your oil, use only quality lubricants from Citgo and Freddy Energy. Give us a call today at 254-3671. Freddy Energy and Citgo, your partners in the field.
All right, we got a Charger throw-in now, or free kick, I should say, right at the goal, Monty.
Delivered into the box, headed wide. And it's Washington recovers. Now they're playing up here. It looks to be right now the strategy for Washington is to use Perez as a lone target. He's surrounded by four white shirt players from Pike Central, and that ball drops back into the goal area. Goalkeeper's got it, and you can hear the Pike Central fans are charged.
Fans are getting into it on both sides. This physical play is only going to pick up as this game progresses, too. I can tell you that.
There's a ball back to Perez working on it, but again, with one player, it's a little difficult to get much continuity on their touches. The ball's now knocked out of bounds. It's going to be a Washington throw. Still no score if you joined late. 26-42 left first half, but it's a spirited affair, even though there hasn't been a score yet. This ball coming back. Niehaus clearing the ball and a high mortar shot back into Pike Central territory. It's going to be a throw in Pike Central. You know, Dwayne, compared to the field last night that we saw that was 75 wide, this being 67.
You can tell the difference, can't
you? Yeah, it results in a lot less, a lot more throw-ins, put it that way. Not enough room to work on the sides. You have to be real precise. Here's a long ball played up to the left side of the box.
Western
giving chase. Tabor doing a nice job. Shielding him off. It is going to result in a corner kick, however, for Pike Central. That's their first of the night.
Well, the Charger fans are in full force here tonight. Standing room only over on the visitor side, and the Washington fans still coming in, too.
There's a high ball. Oh, there's a flying bodies all over the place. Apparently no foul on that. And there's a ball knocked out. It's going to be, it's saved by Pike Central, stolen by Washington. Now it's change of direction. Davis over to Cardona from his midfield spot, and there's a foul on Pike Central. It's only their second of the night. Here's a free kick for Washington. Now they drilled up this left side. It's headed by Pike Central. Revolario with the touch, trying to drop it all the way back to Lance Roach. Cardona now plays the ball over, or Cardona settles the ball, looking to pitch the ball, finding some holes, trying to anyway. There is a Perez facing
three players, can't
get it through him.
He was surrounded by a wall there. The Chargers have him marked, don't they, Monty?
Well, you know, when you're surrounded by three players, you've got to do a one touch. You can't try to settle the ball much. Here's the ball in Revolario's foot. He does get it up there to
Perez. Now he's got a little room.
Got a little space, but again, he's outnumbered. Now he plays it over here, Revolario. Revolario over to Cardona. He's going to wind up and fire the shot, and it's headed by a Pike Central player out of bounds.
One thing I'll say, if three players are on Luis, which they have been most of the night, that should leave it, and I'm not good at math, that should leave two hatchet players pretty open there.
That's what you've got to understand. That's a hard part of soccer. You've got to understand that instinctively and get rid of the ball. You can't always do what you want to do.
24 minutes left to go, first half, and we're scoreless right now with Washington at Pike Central in a battle royale here in the semifinals at the Sports Complex.
Fourth corner for Washington. It's a short corner, meaning they put two players out there and don't kick the ball into the box. Here's Revolario, fires a shot. It's bounds off of a Pike player. It's loose down on the six-yard box.
Still loose.
Played off the goal line, and I think it's going to be another corner kick for Washington.
We have a new player in the lineup for Washington. Carlos Rodas got into the lineup now, number 21 for the Hatchets. Here comes another corner for Washington. Jaime Rojas will
Here's
kick
the
it.
Kick. It's a driver, but it's one-timed out to the edge of the box by Pike Central, and now they push it out. Here's Western pushing the ball wide. He's looking, tries to play the ball up this left side. He was looking for his teammate, Ethan Scott. Scott, however, knocks the ball. Here's a ball right in front of the goal, and Western had an open look at the goal from about 16 yards off the goal mouth. Evan Francis was, that ball probably should have been finished, but he put it over the crossbar. But that was probably the best opportunity of the game so far at the 23-minute mark. Goal kick for Hatchets coming out. Huge crowd here. It's really really pretty neat to see.
That was the closest play of the game, I think, especially for Pike Central. That
Here's
was
the ball rolling
ball.
Through. Rojas giving chase down inside the box. It's a one-on-one battle. Slide tackle. He's trying to recover the ball. He does recover the ball through two players, trying to work both of them. Can't quite do it, but he does win a corner kick. That's a Hatchet's sixth corner kick. And as we talked last night in the ladies' game, corner kicks are a great opportunity to serve that ball with no opposition right in front of the goal mouth.
Would Washington have four goals off the corner kick, or at least
Well,
three?
Two of them by Alexis Williams in 40 seconds. So that was, and she just simply went at the ball. So here's the service. It's a high floater, like a mortar shot. Up. That is a foul. Is he going to call it? He calls play on. He whistle choked in his throat.
Wow. That is a foul. It's getting a little bit out of control now, and I'm afraid the official's going to let this
The play was a Washington player waiting for the ball to come down, and a Pike Central player flew over his back, and the referee looks at it and yells play on. Okay.
Well, the problem with that, and you know, he has been consistent. He's not called any of those. The problem with it is you can let the game get out of your hands real quick and out of reach, and it's going to get too physical. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, his job is to enforce the rules. That's a foul he needs to call it, pure and simple.
Three new faces coming in now for Pike Central. At 21, 4, and 5. So Briar Metters checking back in, Tyler Metters checking back in, and Brayton Booker.
Long throw. Boy, you talk about Perez throw. That kid had a throw. That's a mortar. All right, ball bounding back to midfield. Nobody owns it yet. It's a 50-50 ball. Nice turn by Chris Revolario. Wins that ball now. He's coming back at him on the counter up that left side. Plays the ball up here to Cardona. Cardona trying to turn. Now he plays the ball over here to Davis. Davis holding back inside to Chris. Top of the box. He's looking, trying to work through. Can't quite get it. There's a lot of white bodies back there. Rojas. Make that Cardona. Drops the ball all the way back to Roach. Roach switches field, but it's picked off by Western. Western's coming at the D now from midfield. He's quick. You can't really commit to him. He's waiting for numbers now. Pike Central still holding it. Rojas giving battle. Caleb Tabor finally knocks the ball out. It's going to be a throw-in for Pike Central. We have another sub.
22, Cameron Henson back in now, replacing Quade Klarich. Halfway through the first half and still scoreless with Washington and Pike Central on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
All right, Pike puts the ball back into play. They're still holding it. Western trying to make a run through the Hatchet D, but the Hatchets recover it. I believe that is Kevin Serrano now in the game. And here's a long ball played over the top looking for Rojas. Can't do it. It's headed out by Pike Central. Another hitter. Roach with the ball is really
trying.
Popped in the air back and forth. Like nobody really owns it.
Pinball out there, wasn't it?
The ball is finally cleared out by Washington. Out of bounds. It's going to be a throw-in for Pike. We dipped under 20 minutes. Coming up under 19, actually, left in the first half. Still no score.
Cameron Osmond coming in for Lance Roach. Checking in for Pike Central. Ethan Scott returning now. Also, Luis Perez will give Jaime Rojas a breather. We're at 18:50 to go first half on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington and Pike Central scoreless. You're right, Monty. Kevin Serrano has entered the lineup as well for the Hatchets, number 10.
All right. Throw in Pike Central way up this left line. There's an effort by Tabor. Couldn't do it. Ball's headed out of bounds by Hummerkaus, one of the captains on this team. Here's the throw in. Serrano trying to gain control. There's Washington with Perez playing the ball, switching the ball over here to Solomon Davis. Looks like Davis has moved out to the left side. He's steaming into the goal area, and he just pushed the ball too hard. Rolled off the end line, but Solomon wanted to turn that corner, and I think he was looking for Perez on the inside.
17:50 to go. Stoppage in play momentarily. We'll take a one-minute timeout and be back with more from the Sports Complex after this here on WAMW.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Ask me, John Gear, about Shelter's roadside assistance.
During the break, a foul called on Washington, a free kick that was sort of dangerous right outside the box for Pike Central. Western took it, and no threat, actually. Kicked it far left, wide, and no harm, no foul. And, well, there was a foul, I guess. Now the Hatchets have it. As play resumes with 16 and a half minutes to go, if you're just joining us, we're scoreless here at the boys' soccer sectional in Washington with Washington and Pike Central in the semifinals.
Ball's right here in front of us near midfield. There's a nice step up by Hummerkaus. Picked that ball up, but it's really tough. There's a nice step up by Rodas. Rodas trying to work. Serrano recovers the ball. Back to Rodas. Plays inside. The ball is inside the box, but nobody...
Wanted to get Solomon Davis there, but couldn't connect.
Ball's going to roll out of bounds. It's going to be a hatchet throw in. Osmond up to take the throw. Cam Osmond, nice throw into the box. The ball's mishit, basically, and it's, that's interesting. And the ball rolls back. He did not intend to put it to the keeper, but it kind of mishit it, and the keeper stepped up, and that's legal. That's not directly playing it back to the keeper, so play goes on. Ball's back here to midfield. And, you know, at midfield, it is such a battle. There's no space. All the players are up there. No room. But they do a nice job, but the ball was off the touch line, so to speak. That's the line that runs up the sides. Called the touch line because that's the only time the field players can touch the ball. Here's a quick throw in. Headed outside. It's going to be another Washington throw about 20 yards up the line. Kyle Hummerkaus throws the ball in. He's looking for Rodas. He does find Davis out there on the left side. Davis has turned the corner, plays the ball inside, and there's a right footer. Didn't get a whole lot on it, but the goalkeeper made a nice dive and
a nice
save.
Trying to sneak one in on the ground there, and a nice save again by Tyler Tormelin, the senior goalkeeper for Pike Central.
There's a big pop back into Hatch territory. There's a ball rolling back to Evan Francis. He hasn't really been that busy, but that's the way you want it. You don't want your goalkeeper busy. Evan's first real punt, and it's a mile in the sky. And the ball's still bouncing up.
Everybody kind of watching that.
Yeah.
Waiting on it to come down a little bit.
Solomon Davis making a nice turn out there on the left wing. He's looking to serve the ball in. He does find Perez right at the top of the box. He fires a quick shot, but he didn't get enough on it.
Doggone it.
But that's Louis' shot right there.
Goalkeeper lost his footing there a little bit, too. That could have been a dangerous play. But still scoreless. Two more subs in for the Chargers now. They'll go with number 8, Austin Holder, and number 19, checking back in, Quade Claridge. Chargers going to the bench quite a bit. Of course, we mentioned that earlier. Deep bench is going to be big in this game because these two teams are going full tilt all the way.
Here's the service. It's a goal kick served back. Nice header by Washington about 30 yards back in the Pike territory. Settled down here by Revolario. He's not very big, but he sure has some skill.
Yes, he does. Just missed Brady Hill on that one. Throw in for the Chargers.
Here's a ball thrown at this left side. Kyle Western draws plenty of attention. He's got Tabor. Here's a ball served right in the middle, but no one there except Washington. Here's Serrano making a move up this right. Now pushes it past one. He's clearing. He steps on the ball. Just missed his step. The ball rolls off, and it's going to be Washington throw, however. Brady Hill with the trigger. It's a long throw. Hill still holding the ball. Now the ball comes to the middle. Davis, one touch. Revolario plays the ball right through, and nice. He just missed the connection, but Davis turns. Pike all over him. Drops the ball back.
Hummerkaus.
Hummerkaus looking to fire, but it's smothered by Pike Central. Header by Caleb Tabor. Headed back to midfield. Tabor on the ball, trying to settle it down. Now he left foots it back to the middle. Oh, nice header by Tabor. There's a shot.
Oh, it's
the goalkeeper had committed. It's still loose out inside the box.
Oh,
that was a tremendous play.
Man, oh, man.
It was a one-timer by Perez from about 16 yards off the left side, and he hit a blast. He picked it out of the air and blasted it. It just happened to be right on the keeper.
Yes, it was.
Who was way off his line, and the ball caroms out, and Washington can't finish that off.
Cardona coming back in for the Hatchets. Jaime Rojas returns. Chris Revolario taking a break. Also, Carlos Rodas will take a break. It'll be a throw-in for Washington with 11.5 to play in this first half. It's moving quick. We're still scoreless with the Hatchets and Chargers. And now we've got the clock stopped. Injury on the field to one of the Charger players. That is Quade Claridge, who just came in. I'm not sure what happened to him, but he's going to hobble off. With the stoppage in play, we'll take a quick timeout. Back in 30 seconds here on WAMW.
The harvest is in full swing. Hi, this is Steve from Freddie Energy. Making sure your equipment is ready for these busy fall harvest days is very important. At Freddie Energy, we continue to offer Sitco lubricants and oils to help your equipment operate at its best. You'll always have less downtime when your equipment is running smoothly. When you're ready to change your oil, use only quality lubricants from Sitco and Freddie Energy. Give us a call today at 254-3671. Freddie Energy and Sitco, your partners in the field.
Free kick coming for Pike Central as that is a foul against Washington.
He could have called that a breakaway foul, which is an automatic red card. He is signaling somebody over. Uh-oh. He's going to the AR to check. He's issued a yellow card. Oh, we can breathe a little easier on that one.
Yellow card.
Yellow card goes to Kyle Hummerkaus. That means simply he's warned if he gets another foul of that same degree, can be a different foul, but if he gets a level that is cardable, the second yellow becomes a red, and he has to sit the next game. Not only leaves the game for the rest of the game, he misses the next game also.
Well, tough break there for Washington. Hammercastle will get back in. Rodas, in the meantime, replaces him now. As the clock has started, the whistle has blown, and I'm not sure what they're waiting on.
There's a crowd behind the goal, and the rules say there cannot be anyone behind the immediate net. So referee's cleared that out. That's a good call on his part. Maybe the first one tonight, but he made it. All right, Pike Central's free kick. Kyson Western will trigger this. It's just at the edge of the midfield circle, and he drills it high. It's going, wow, he saw something. He saw a foul on the edge of the box against Washington. Or is he clearing them out? Yeah, it's right on the edge of the box. That's a tough one. So Washington's going to have to put a wall. This is right on, pretty much on the 18-yard box, just off the left post. Washington trying to set a wall up. But this is a free kick. And
this is going to be dangerous, folks. 10 minutes
left.
See.
Yeah, you got to build a 5-man wall or a 6-man wall.
The free kick went off the top of the net, but the foul was away from play.
Yeah.
And now a wall for Washington and a free kick coming. Looks like Ethan Scott. No, that's Western.
Western's going to take it. He's right-footed. Here it is. It's in. Oh, it hits a crossbar and caroms out. It's rolling away from the goal area. Now it's served long up here to midfield.
Dodge a bullet there.
You can say that again.
As that was right at the 18-yard marker.
Well, you're not going to get any breaks from this referee. That was proven right there on that play. When we didn't get a foul in the box on somebody coming over our back, you can pretty well be sure that that's the way it's going to be down here. All right, ball chipped over the top. Tabor with a nice header. Defending it, still one-on-one play. And the ball's booted back into Pike Central territory. But once again, it's sent right back to Washington. It's a long ball, but here's a ball up the left side. Rojas giving chase, but it's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be it's settled by Solomon Davis over there. Davis making a move past. He receives the ball in return, still holding it. Now he fires one into the box area, but it skips wide.
Just missed.
No one there to connect.
Tonight's game brought to you by WTHI TV10 and Terre Haute. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. The Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, coming soon to Washington on State Street. Cam Osmond will sit down as Lance Roach checks back in now for the Hatchets. Also want to thank Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington, and Lawrence Landscaping in Washington. Yandis and the team at Lawrence Landscaping, proud to support Hatchet Soccer.
All right. Pike Central controlling. They're trying to push the ball through. Can't do it through that Hatchet defense. The ball finds Perez. He's got five. He's facing five players. He's holding it, trying to build some numbers up there. Now he's trying to work around the left edge of the defense. Hatchets finally have some numbers in there, but Perez needs to be looking for him and give that ball up. Now he serves the ball. It's coming over here right. Clears the right post area. It's knocked out by Pike Central. Will be a Washington throw. We're down to 7:36 first half. Still no score, but save an inch or two, that could have been a 1-0 Pike Central lead just a few minutes ago. Throw in Washington. Perez steps over to take the throw. And here's the throw. It's right into the 6-yard box area. It's a nice flying header, but it goes wide right.
Niehaus attempted that one, couldn't get it to connect, and it'll be a goal kick for Pike Central.
Tell you what, Niehaus is showing some elevation. That's the second time he's climbed the ladder, and it looks pretty good doing it.
7 minutes to play, first half. Scoreless on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
All right, ball back into play. Back to midfield. Davis plays up to Rojas.
Still like our passes. I like the way we're playing right now, Monty. Connecting on those passes, finding the open player. And it's just going to get...
Yeah, there's foul. Foul in Pike Central. Fans don't like it, even though it was a trip. But it's going to be a Washington free kick out near the Washington bench.
I promise you this, fans. You're going to hear some cards as this game progresses tonight. I can just tell by the intensity of both teams. There are going to be a few more cards issued before we wrap this one up tonight.
Tabor, with his left foot, will trigger this. It's almost on the touch line. Here's the boot. It's not especially high, but it does get in the box area. Still loose down there. Still loose. There's a chip over the top of the box. Oh, a fly. What a beautiful save that was. Pike Tormelin left his feet and grabbed a two-handed snag out of the air and landed on his back. So it was a beautiful play. Nice shot, by the way. And a great save. Ball back into play quickly, rolling down in the Washington area. And Hatchett's knock it out. Going to be a throw in near midfield. Down to 5:30 left, first half, no score. Nice header by Hummerkaus. Hatchett's play back here to midfield. Crease. No, that was Rojas. Beautiful ball, settled. And he hits Serrano up this right side. Serrano now crosses the ball back. No one there. Ball rolls far side left. Davis on the ball, plays the ball to Perez. Perez pulls the ball back out of the. Now he's trying to make a turn. He's drawn two defenders on him. Now he's probably going to get a third, and it's knocked out of bounds. But we do have the throw in with 4:59 left, first
half.
Watch
this. Watch this.
We got to get somebody down there.
He can
connect
right where it needs to be. He can hit the spot from this corner.
See a wave of black and just walk that thing in, just like Alexis Williams did last night. All right, here's the throw. It's a long one. It's coming right to the goal, but it's headed by Pike Central. There's a...
I don't know what that call was.
A ball rolled up his chest. It was on Rojas, and he must have called a handball.
Okay, handball is the call.
Ball played up the left side. Once again, it's Serrano one-on-one out here in the right. He drives it into the corner, and it's gonna. He's earned another corner kick.
He's kind of had that tonight, Monty. Serrano's kind of the...
He's got jets on his shoes tonight, doesn't he?
Well, he's the unseen player over here, too. If he can sneak away in this near side, it could be dangerous. Chris Revolario back in now for the Hatchets. And checking back in for Pike Central, looks like that's Tyler Metters re-entering now.
Perez takes a break. He needs it. He looks like he's a little winded out there.
Under 4 minutes to play, first half.
Here's the kick. It's coming right into the... But it slips right past everyone and slides it back into midfield. Davis trying to make again to turn up that left side. He cuts the ball back. Now he serves the ball in. It's knocked down by Pike Central. Rojas plays the ball out here to Serrano. Make that Cardona. Cardona battling players. Gave him a straight arm. Hummerkaus still holding. Plays the ball out here wide right. Rojas trying to work around one player. Still holding. Now he fires the ball inside, but it's picked off by Pike, headed by Tabor. It's a nice one-touch through the pack, but no one was there. And the goalkeeper slides on it and saves it.
3 minute mark now. Tonight's game brought to you by McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington, the Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington, and by the Gill Funeral Home, serving our community since 1802.
There's a nice settle by Washington. Settle that goal kick down. Davis moving the ball up the left. Plays the ball inside to Cardona. Daniel now fires a left footer, and it's it was going. I think somebody deflected it because it seemed to slow down, and goalkeeper picked it out of the air.
Trevelin's got some action over here and done a nice job at goal in the senior for the Chargers.
Ball played down here.
Chris Travolario.
Becerra also in the game now.
Becerra, I'm sorry, yeah. Esteban Becerra with that one.
Picked up a goal in the first game on Monday night. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Washington throw. We're under 2 minutes now. I think both coaches would like to get to halftime and make some adjustments and go on from there. But sometimes when you start looking for the clock and wishing the half was over, something strikes real quick. So since the ball's down there in that territory, we want to make sure that it's on their goal. Here's the throw-in. Grayton Booker for Pike Central heads that ball out of bounds. It's back for another throw-in for Washington. Lance Rhodes triggers the throw. It's back to Lance. He serves the ball up here now to Davis on the left side. Now he brings the ball right inside. Sarah tried to make a settle on the ball with one touch. Couldn't quite do it, but it's back. Here's the ball served back inside. But again, Pike's doing a really nice job of winning those headers down in the defending half. Serrano holding the ball, trying to turn. He's got players all over him. There's a nice 1-2. He cuts the ball inside. He's again. Oh, it's inside. Yeah. It's a shot,
not enough on that one.
The left side of the goal was open. I didn't see you took that shot.
Had a very good look there.
But the left side of the goal was open. But he put it right on the goalkeeper's hand. So yeah. He probably wished he had that shot again.
Yes, I do too, actually.
Here's a long service back into Pike.
37 seconds left.
Ball played over here to Cardona. Plays the ball through.
Serrano. Jaime Rojas, 23 seconds left.
Plays the ball out here to Roach. Lance Roach looking, trying to make a run. Lance is a big boy, but he does make a nice run. But that ball's knocked out. It's going to be a hat to throw. There's only 10 seconds left, but he's got to throw in also. Here it comes, back into the box. It's loose on the ground, cleared out. And
there's your first half.
That's it.
We've played one half of scoreless soccer here at the Sports Complex on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's a battle royale. It is a fight to the finish. It is two solid teams head-to-head. The winner looking to move on to the championship, and we've still got lots of soccer left here. Our halftime score, again, Washington and Pike Central scoreless. Halftime show coming up, presented by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent, after this three-minute timeout on WAMW.
Chances are you're on your way somewhere. And you're on your way somewhere at the same time McCafe is introducing a new menu of recrafted espresso drinks, including the Iced Caramel Macchiato, sweet caramel drizzled over smooth iced espresso. Now chances are you're on your way to McDonald's. Nothing comes before coffee. Get any small from our new line of recrafted espresso drinks. Cafe quality for just $2. A la carte only. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
Things are ramping up at the Washington Chrysler Center for Ram Power Days. You could save over $11,500 on the remaining 2017 Laramie trucks with prices starting as low as $38,647. If you have been searching for a Dodge truck, you know these trucks won't last long at this price. Don't miss out. Offer ends October 31st. It's the Ram Power Days at Washington Chrysler Center or visit WashingtonChryslerCenter.com.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1973.
Bobby Andes and the team at Lawrence Landscaping in Washington is proud to back the Hatchet soccer team this week in tournament play. Good luck, Hatchets, from Lawrence Landscaping in Washington. For custom work on your landscape, cleanup of brush, or bringing down trees on your lot, even the stump, put Lawrence Landscaping on the job for you. Call 812-698-1670. Fully insured and ready for any work. Call 812-698-1670. Good luck, Hatchets, from Lawrence Landscaping in Washington.
This week, while enjoying your favorite sports live or on television, before, during, and after the game, quench your thirst with an ice-cold Pepsi or Diet Pepsi. Pepsi also brings its game with a variety of other refreshments, including Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, Crush, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, and more. Live for now. Get in the game by reaching for the taste of Pepsi and Pepsi products available wherever beverages are sold. Pepsi is the exclusive beverage vendor of Washington High School and Hadgett Sports.
Back, it's halftime here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We've got a scoreless tie with the Washington Hatchets and Pike Central Chargers. Our exciting game coverage tonight presented by Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Washington. Sarah Browning, proud to back Hatchet Soccer. Also brought to you by Tabor Crane Construction in Washington. Tabor Crane family, again, proud to support the Hatchets. Headlines Beauty Salon, Kim, Danielle, and Susan, always back in the Hatchets. And the Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. At the half, again, a scoreless tie. Our halftime show presented by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent at the Caution Light at Business 50 and Meridian in Washington. And Monty, let's size up this first half. Boy, it was intense. It was just balls to the wall, I'm telling you. It was a battle from the get-go, from the start. Less than a minute in, you saw what kind of competition we were going to see in this game tonight.
Exactly what we hoped it would be, because we knew Pac Central there's kind of a rivalry developing between two schools, even though we're not conference opponents, but we're close enough, and these kids play in the off season together, some of them, so they know each other quite well. But Pike Central has a fantastic following. I mean,
yes,
these fans are vocal, and they're for their team.
There's actually standing room only crowd here tonight. I mean, this stands are full on both sides, as we're seeing some people standing even here along the gate. It is just great to see the support for both teams. Both teams are hungry, knowing that, you know, a win tonight puts them into the championship to claim this Washington Soccer Sectional. But, okay, Monty, we're going to talk about adjustments when we come back, because some adjustments do need to be made. We were talking about that during the break. Monty will share his thoughts for the second half after this two-minute timeout here on your Voice of the Hatchets, WAMW.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve, with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
With all the options out there today, we ask Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Tabor Crane Construction in Washington is proud to back the Washington Hatchets this week in the soccer tournament. Good luck and keep going strong. We're proud of you. Tabor Crane Construction offers general contracting, construction management, new construction, renovations, and they can design and build your home or business from the ground up. Call 812-254-1610 for your estimate. Good luck, Hatchets, from Tabor Crane Construction in Washington.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
What kind of moron does that?
Here at the sports, we're back at the sports complex again, Washington and Pike Central, all knotted up, scoreless, as we have 40 minutes of soccer remaining. Monty, let's talk strategy now. Your prescription for success in the second half. What adjustments is Coach Stahl making over there in the Hatchet huddle?
Well, it's pretty clear what Pike is intending to do. They rarely go forward, and if they do, it's only three players at the most. They are not throwing their they're throwing their midfield down. They're all staying back. And every time that we try to run it up the wings, we give them time to for those midfielders to filter back and to pack it in there. And that's what they've been doing. So there's no room across the middle of the field to work with. We tried firing shots, and there's just no room. So what you're going to have to do is when you cross midfield, like on a counter, get the ball inside, allow those defenders to be frozen a little bit or to be drawn to the middle, and then play the ball back wide. And that way, you're going to have as many hatchets running at the goal as you have Pike Central Chargers. Sounds easy, but we've got the speed to do just that, and we've got the ability to do that. I think that's the way Coach Stahl would like them to play in the second half. You know, defending-wise, we haven't been under pressure at all, except save two free kicks, and that's it. So, you know, I think slight adjustments, not big ones, just work that ball quicker. Don't drive it to the corners and allow those midfielders to penetrate back into the box.
When we come back, second half action, Washington and Pike Central scoreless. Your halftime show presented by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent. The second half on the way next on WAMW.
I'm Andy Arvin, owner of Ed Lee Mortuary. Caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan at Ed Lee Mortuary. It's our mission and our greatest priority. When you are ready to plan your or your loved one's final life celebration, call or visit Ed Lee Mortuary and allow me to inform you of your options. Ed Lee Mortuary, your locally owned and operated funeral home since 1929.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
We're back here at the Sports Complex, 40 minutes on the clock in a second half of action still to come with Washington and Pike Central scoreless. After one half of soccer, this time Pike Central left to right on your radio dial, and Washington will be right to left. The Hatchets again are the visitors on the scoreboard. Pike Central, the home team. We expect the exact start we saw in the first half, Monty. I would not expect anything less. Intense right off the get-go, and both teams are hungry to get that first goal, and that's going to be huge in a game like this.
It is. I'm looking to see if there are any changes in the starting lineup. I don't see any offhand either, on either side, so they're going to go with the group that they started out with.
There's the whistle, and the Chargers start with the ball. Here we go.
Blast that ball down to the right wing. It's Rojas trying to make a play, but the ball rolls off. And it will be a Pike Central throw. First half, there were only two shots registered by Pike Central. Both of them were free kicks. 11 shots by Washington that I had that were pretty well in the frame. So there's quite a disparity in shots.
Can you see the adjustment that Pike Central may have made?
I think they're playing for here's a break right up the middle with Rojas. He's got three players he's got to beat. He tries to fire a quick shot through two of them, but...
I see your point, exactly what you're talking about. The Chargers are definitely playing back.
Yeah.
And it's worked for them so far in their defense. It has.
They've done that every year. I mean, the last 3 years they've coached Chad Western. It's a smart one for what material you have. You don't have the speed nor the skill to step out and go man-to-man with the Washington. So what you do is you put the numbers back and you try to frustrate us. So we got to play smarter the second half. All right, there's Jaime Rojas down here in front of us. Knocks the ball out. It's going to be a throw in by Pike. They make a quick throw down toward the edge of the box. It's headed on a slow roller, looking for Western down in the box. But Evan Francis is right there and picks it up.
Well, they do want Western to score. He's the go-to guy. You can see that.
There's a nice boot by Evan. Ball's played up here to Rojas, to Davis. Solomon in the box, trying to turn on the ball. He pushes it wide right, fires a shot, but it's going to be a corner kick. He got a piece of a Charger foot down there.
Tonight's game brought to you by the Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on the Hatchet victory tonight. Crane Federal Credit Union supporting the Hatchets, the Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. Thanks to Tim Dant and the Hayes and Dant Law Office. Also, Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. And Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets.
Revolario with the corner kick, and here it is. It's far post. Perez heads the ball down, but it's off the left post and wide.
Don't want this one to go to PKs. I just don't. You want to see this one won in regulation. But man, oh man, so far, it's still scoreless.
Back to midfield. Nice header by Lance Roach right here in front of us. Loach steps up and collects a foul for his effort. Quick boot coming down into the goal area. Francis out. Bobbles the ball. It's rolling in the goal. Oh, it is saved by a Hatchet.
Oh, my gosh. That is your play of the game. That is a superstar, and his name is Brady Hill. How he did that.
I don't know.
And look at the hug he gets from Evan Francis. How he was able to get to that still amazes me. Brady Hill is our MVP player of the game, if that holds right there.
So far.
Superstar play right there, Brady Hill. Job well done.
Corner
that was
kick.
A wide-open goal, Monty. Wide
it
open.
It was. It was rolling into the goal, and from out of nowhere, Brady slid tackle. Here's the corner kick. It's outside the box, actually. Both teams going at it hard. It's Davis. Solomon steps up, and now he blasts the ball into Pike Central territory.
I can't stop talking about that because, fans, if you would have saw that at home, I have no idea how he was able to slide in there and get it. It was a wide-open goal. Evan Francis
thought it
had
was
committed.
In. I thought it was in.
It looked like it was rolling straight in. Hill was the only saving grace, and he did what he had to do.
Yeah. Big hug from Evan.
Yeah, did you see that? Brady said, I got your back.
You know, one thing I've noted, there he is, Perez, they dropped him back to a midfield spot. In the first half, he was more of a target player. But now it looks like they've dropped him back, and he's going over to take the throw-in. Great chance for the Hatchets here. Just as Anson Dorrance of North Carolina would say, frame the goal. Here's the throw-in. It's headed by Pike Central. Outside, it's going to be a Hatchet throw.
I'm going to tell you, the last person out, I hope they shut down the lights in Petersburg and Pike County because they have fans
keep,
here.
Keep
from,
coming, don't they?
They do. They're standing in front here now.
All right, here's the throw. It's right into the six-yard box, but again, we got to get the name on that fellow with the headband who heads those things. He is really the man back there in the goal for Pike Central. That would be Brayton Booker. Now the ball's pushed up this left side. Western making a run, headed nicely by Grant Niehaus. 34:52 left, and we dodged a big bullet about a minute ago, Dwayne.
Yeah. Kind of starting to see momentum in Pike Central's favor for the start of this second half.
Ebbs and flows. Pike with the throw, far side.
5 minutes gone, still scoreless in the second half of play with Washington and the Chargers.
All right, here's the throw. It's a long one. It's into the six-yard box. It's one-timed by Lance Roach. Tabor turns and fires that ball up here looking to connect with Solomon Davis, but the ball rolls off, and it's going to be a Pike Central throw. Ball put back into play, and I'm not sure it ever came in,
no,
but it's going to be a Washington throw. In the old days, that would have been a rethrow, but not anymore. There's another ball. It's kind of coast to coast now. The most of the players massed in the middle third of the field. There's the ball played nicely inside. There's that quick push outside to Rojas. Rojas down here in the left corner. He's holding the ball one-on-one. Plays the ball inside. There's Davis trying to make a turn. He does make a turn, but Pike beats him off the ball. Some physical play down in there. There's Lance Roach with the touch. But here's Cameron Henson on the run. Plays the ball up here. And there is a nice play by Lance Roach, knocking the ball out. Be a Pike Central throw, but he took the ball off that player's foot. Here's a long throw into the box. It's headed, but Francis is right there. Not on frame, but Evan came out and scooped it up. We're at the 33-minute mark left in this game before we would have to even consider the inevitable overtime and penalty kick series. Settle who goes on. Here's a nice play,
man,
by Perez. It's one-on-one. It's plenty of physical play. And now
Perez,
the referee.
Is fun to watch, Monty. That was right in front of us. His footwork is on spot.
Quite a disparity in fouls. I've got 9-3. Here's a quick throw. Ball's up here to Davis. Davis now trying to play, but Pike Central steps up. It's really back and forth. Here's a ball over the top coming into the goal area. One bounce to Evan. The Hatchet goalkeeper has it. Saw it all the way.
32 minutes left to go in regulation. Still scoreless with the Hatchets and the Chargers here in the sectional semifinals at Washington.
Huge punt down into deep into Hatchet or Pike Central territory.
That was, wasn't it?
Was. Quick throw in. So one-timer down here to Davis. Davis turns. He's trying to play the ball through a crowd. Can't do
it. Chargers just have all the numbers there every time. And Washington's got to find a gap.
Hatchett's knocking the ball around a little bit. Rojas out here on the left holding it. Plays the ball inside to Davis now. Davis finding not much space. The ball's knocked back to the Hatchett backs. Lance Roach giving chase. Now the Pike Central, well, it's back and forth. Teams can't seem to connect three passes together. Revolario with a nice touch. Rojas back up to Davis. Now the ball's trying to be pushed back. He didn't quite get that last ball through. But Pike from the back position puts it back to midfield. Right back at him. There's Serrano on the right side. He wins the throw-in.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by the Gill Funeral Home, serving this community since 1890. Also by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Annalou Chapman, your REMAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. We're 10 minutes into the second half, and we still remain scoreless with Washington and Pike Central here at the sports complex.
Perez with the throw-in. Instead of throwing it into the goal, he chooses to drop it, and Pike knocks it out. Here's a quick throw. It's right in Solomon Davis. He turns and fires, and it's going to be a goal kick coming out.
I like that idea, though, try to sneak attack.
Real quick throw, real quick shot. It just didn't work. All right, goal kick coming out.
You're getting your money's worth tonight in this one. This is
a
fun one to watch. It is a battle. Two teams very evenly matched and going head-to-head for the sectional semifinal.
Sonic House with the header, but Pike wins it. Headed over out of bounds. It's going to be another Pike throw. It looks like a couple of subs are ready to enter the field.
Second game coming up featuring Gibson Southern and Southridge here at Washington, with the two winners tonight going for the championship Saturday at 2 o'clock. Kyle Hummerkaus gets a break. Rodas checking back in. Carlos Rodas for the Hatchets coming in.
Long throw up that left side. There's Rodas with the nice boot. Revolario pushing the ball out here on the left side. Rojas trying to make a break, but it's Wow. It's given to Pike Central. Now they throw back, coming quick. Counter and counter again. Perez holding the ball right in front of us. Plays it inside here to Chris Revolario. He drops the ball over here to Davis. Now Davis trying to get through. Here is Revolario holding the ball just outside the box area to the left. Now he turns and fires a shot. It's right to the far post. Mm. The ball's rolling out this time.
Wow.
Rodas can't tee it up and shoot. And here comes Pike on the counter, but Washington's right there and bats it back. There is a crease trying to – it's 50-50 balls pretty much every time you turn around.
It's crazy.
Energy level is extreme here. Davis, nice touch wide.
You know, even a non-fan of the sport, Monty, would love to watch a game like this because it's just good competition.
Throw in far side. Now the secret weapon of Luis Perez trots over to take this throw in.
1-0 Washington Catholic leading Vincennes Reve in their semifinal at North Knox tonight.
Cameron Henson probably standing six. There's a – wow. It was a short throw in and a cross, but it was off the goal line, so it's going to be a goal kick.
Charger sub coming in. Looks like Hayden Kabrick will check back in for the Chargers, giving Cameron Henson a break. We've got 27 and a half minutes to go with Washington and Pike Central still in a scoreless tie. The second half of play, game one of the semifinals.
I didn't think this at the beginning that one goal would stand up, but I'm beginning to think now whoever scores, it's going to be difficult to score on a counter. Somebody's got a – it's a nice turn by Revolario.
Yeah,
he's holding the ball, still holding it, plays that out here. Perez, he shoots it! Oh! The crossbar, it bounds out, it's still loose in the box.
Man,
that was Perez who launched about a 28-footer. 28-yarder, and, man, that thing was on a line.
It was. It just missed goalkeeper Tomerlin to get to that one.
Hatches still at it. They fire a shot right across the goal mouth. And the ball goes wide left. But, oh, man, the Hatches all of a sudden have picked the pressure up.
Coming at you. Cardona checking back in. And real quick, like Cameron Henson back in for the Chargers. Henson replaces Brayton Booker. And Cardona comes in to give Solomon Davis a breather.
Now they've interesting move. They move Perez up as target player. He's the lone forward right now, basically having four midfielders attacking, deciding who goes forward on the break. Here's the ball squirting all the way back, but Grant Niehaus cleaning up the mess in the back. And Pike Central controlling the ball a little bit, moving the ball around. They still look to play that ball long. And there is Henson with a nice play, but he gets picked off, and this is what we want. We want play kind of opening up a little bit, but we've got to move that ball quicker. And
yeah,
there's a foul
on
Serrano.
Yeah, that one. I'm not going to.
It was a foul.
Yep. Can't argue that one. Player for Pike Central, Quade Claridge, a little slow to get up. He's the one that went out with the hobble earlier in the first half.
All right. Approaching the 25-minute mark. Still no score in this tight semifinal boys sectional from Washington. And it looks like also number 19,
Claridge is going to sit
down.
Yeah,
Claridge is
and
coming
Brayton
off.
Booker coming back in. Also checking in for the Chargers is Breyer Metters. Metters is going to replace Ethan Scott. So Chargers going to the bench, keeping fresh legs in there.
I don't
Coach
know.
Stahl and the Hatchets also doing the best they can to keep fresh legs in there. We have 25 minutes left in regulation and still no score on the board for either team with Washington and Pike Central.
Here's the kick. It's into the box. Both players going up high, but it's headed up to Evan Francis, who no pressure on him, picks the ball off, and will return it on the punt.
Shot. Big boot, big boot. Man, that thing rolls all the way back to the
goal. Oh, there's a loose. It's a loose ball. Rolls into the goalkeeper. Perez makes a jump over
there.
spraddled Tormelin, who showed some guts in coming after that ball. Quick boot back to midfield. Ball's there's a nice tip over here to Rojas. One-on-one outside, trying to work around, can't do it. It's going to be a throw-in for Pike Central down deep. Headed back deep into the corner. Perez giving chase, and he called a foul coming out because there were some hands on the back there.
Stick around for the post-game show. We'll have the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, and our overall MVP, presented by Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. That's coming up on the Hatchet post-game.
Hatchet. All right, he mishit it. It was a mishit. It went out of bounds. That wasn't even a shank.
Both fans are getting into it now on each side.
Throw in.
Subs checking in. Solomon Davis returning for Washington. And coming back in for Pike Central, Tyler Metters. Tyler Metters is going to replace Ethan Scott.
Now, we talked about the physical nature of this game. The last 20 minutes is where players will find out what their conditioning is and how much they want to win this game, because here's a throw-in inside the box. Rojas down there. Ball's being bantered around. It's pushed wide left. Rojas trying to turn the corner, but he's drawn plenty of attention. Somehow he gets the ball back to midfield. Roach one times it back toward the goal area, but it's headed out by Cameron Benson. Revolario settles the ball, plays in here to Perez. Perez still holding against three players around them both.
Wow. Wow.
Inside,
wow.
And he fires a shot. And
oh, gosh!
A goalkeeper got one hand on it. It hit the crossbar and went over the top.
Man.
It's going to be a hatchet corner
That's
kick.
That's a shot. That is a shot. And that is your goalkeeper, Tyler Tormelin, who wants the MVP honors for the Chargers tonight, because that's a save very few goalies are going to make. I mean, that was a torpedo.
Total reflex. You know, sometimes you have time to see and to get your hand up. That was total
that
reflex.
That was a torpedo, and he did just enough, tipped it right off the top bar, and saved a score for Washington.
Here's the corner kick. It's far post. It's headed back to the middle, but it's off the left side. It's going to be a goal kick coming out.
It's been a game of missed opportunities on both sides. You know, Pike Central's had a couple good looks, too.
We're drawing iron, but boy.
Into the lineup real quick. Once again, Ethan Scott, this time replacing Austin Holder for the Chargers. So, again, they're going to that bench quite a bit on the Chargers side.
Yep. Well, fatigue after an hour of play, fatigue will definitely start bearing in on players right now. But we'll see how this thing goes. Revolario with the touch. Roach with the touch, and he chips the ball up high going toward the goal area. There's Solomon Davis trying to control. He's holding it now. He's won control of it, and he's pushing up that right wing, trying to turn. He does turn inside, but the ball did go off the goal line, so it's going to be a goal kick coming out.
All right, we're halfway through the second half now. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington and Pike Central still in a dead heat, a scoreless tie in the sectional semifinals.
All right, goal kick. Everybody knows the pressure starts rising as the time goes down. We've got about a little over 20 minutes left in this game. Still no score. And both clubs going at it pretty hard. It's going to be a throw for Pike. Quick throw back in. Lance Rhodes with the header. There's Rodas running into Cardona, but somehow...
Oh, yeah.
There's a handball.
It was.
Close in shot. All right, we're at the 20-minute mark now. There's Pike drilling the ball. It skips once right here to the edge of the box. Western, Kyson Western trying to turn. There's a shove. Yes, sir. He got the right call, that one. That's fouls on Pike Central coming out.
And that is a nice, you know, we haven't given him enough credit. Caleb Tabor had the job of marking Western tonight. And, you know, you can get you can get into a player's head and frustrate him, and you can see Western's he's starting to get into his head a little bit. Tabor did a nice job of marking him there
and
winning that battle.
All right, ball played over here to the right wing. Inside to Rodas. Perez trying to work through traffic, can't do it. It'll be Hummerkaus with the throw-in. There's a foul on Pike Central. It'll push again in the back. That's only their fifth foul of the night.
Intensity and play going to pick up. I still stand behind, Monty. We're going to see some cards before this regulation is
over. It's possible.
It's getting more and more physical as both teams jockey for position, trying for that coveted goal that may be the difference in this game.
Maybe after a goal is scored. We'll see. All right, free kick hatch. It's about 40 yards off right in front of the Pike Central bench. Here it is. It's curling into the penalty area, but it's headed outside. Revolario gets a handle on it, turns. Now he puts the ball back over there looking for Davis. Can't do it. And there's a high chip into the goal area, and the goalkeeper has it up high. Tor Millen's played a pretty nice game.
Yes, he has.
Made some great saves down in there.
18 minutes left on the clock.
The ball rolling off. It's going to be a Pike Central throw. We're approaching the 18-minute mark. Again, no score in this Washington boys 2A semifinal game. There'll be a game following here between Gibson Southern and Southridge. But in some people's mind, this is really the sectional championship. So we'll see how it works here. Here's the long throw. It's coming right into the box. It's headed wide right, and the Hatchets clear it out on the boot. Rolling out, be a Pike Central throw up near midfield. You almost begin to sense that time is getting near. All right, Hatchets bring the ball down, trying to get it up here. They do to Perez. Perez is moving at five players now, trying to blow up this left side. He beats two of them. He's got three of them in pursuit, trying to hold it. And hits the deck, no call. And a quick throw in for, wow, there's a hard slide tackle. No foul on that. A Washington player did the tackling right in front of the referee. He didn't blow the whistle. Going to be a Pike throw. Two new subs coming in, one for each club.
Cam Osmond coming in now for the Hatchets, replacing Carlos Rodas. And checking in for the Chargers is Quate Claridge back in now. Claridge replacing Christian Benson.
Claridge has had some kind of a leg injury. I don't know if it's cramps or a sore leg or what. All right, here's the throw. All right, down here in front of us, bouncing around. Pike trying to clear it, but it's off the touch line. It's going to be a Washington throw. It's kind of cool to see fans hanging over the fence everywhere you look.
Oh, man, yeah, there is it's standing room only. The both sides bleachers are full.
There's the long throw. Oh, nice. Perez down here in the corner. He's drawn two players. He's right into the corner. He's trying to make a move. But Pike Central clears the ball out. And the ball's knocked out. It's going to be a Pike throw. Fans like the footwork from Kyson Weston.
Two subs back in for the Chargers. They're going to the bench a lot here. Austin Holder checking in. And also for the Chargers, Jacob Vest. And Serrano re-enters now for Washington, replacing Revolario.
All right, here's the throw. Pike Central on the trigger. They drop it back, try to switch fields. That means they change the point of attack. Moving it up that left side. Ball still in play. And there's a long boot back into Chargers territory.
There,
it's a one-on-one race.
There, Luis. Man, he's quick, Monty.
Flying at the ball. And it results in a Pike Central throw-in. Disappeared over the fans. I couldn't see that play, but referee was right on it. And here's another foul on one. marking a little too close.
14 and a half minutes left to go. Free kick for the Chargers.
You get under 10 minutes, it gets a little more suspenseful because then your numbers of runs are limited. But in this game, boy, I tell you, it's like you have two runs every minute. Here's a long boot into the box. Francis is out, but it's headed out by the Hatchets. Tabor settles the ball down. Now he left foot boots it back into Charger territory, and the Chargers return the favor. And there's a foul on Pike Central. I'm not sure I saw that one, but we'll take it.
We'll take that
one. He probably owes us a few more anyway.
All right. Hatchets with the free kick now.
Free kick.
About midfield.
Yeah, this is where we got to be careful. We don't get caught in their corner.
Niehaus takes it.
Long one right into the box. Again, Benson, what a header. He is some kid in the air. There's Rojas trying to turn the corner, but Henson is right there. Going to be it's a foul on Washington. Another foul. Here's the boot back to midfield. Nice header by Cardona. Davis giving pursuit, but Pike Central settles it down, pulling it to that left side, trying to find a touch. They do. A couple of nice passes there, trying to move it through midfield, but Washington knocks it out of bounds. It's going to be their throw, but quickly put the ball back and play up the left side. Hatchets all around it, but there's four Hatchets around that ball, but Western is like relentless, and it's a goal kick.
Western is, he's used to getting that. Probably in a lot of the games this year. Western speed, you said that in the pregame, and we've mentioned it several times. It is quick, and he's used to getting that breakaway. The Hatchets read it nicely there. There were four Hatchet jerseys surrounding him. He couldn't get through there.
Yeah, and I was talking to his dad, who is Chad Western, the coach, and he does play in the offseason, has played in Evansville for the last three seasons, so he knows how to play at a high level. And I don't know if he's got college in his future, but he certainly probably could play at some level.
Absolutely, yeah.
Throw in Pike Central. We're approaching 12 minutes now. And here's Washington banging the ball back to midfield. Solomon Davis giving pursuit. Now it's going to be Cardona. One touches out here to Jaime Rojas out on the left. He's looking. He brings the ball back to the middle. He does find Solomon Davis. Davis trying to turn, but there's just too many players right there in the middle. Cardona. Holding, shovels the ball inside to Davis. Davis pushes the ball left. Now he drops the ball outside to Rojas. Rojas with the return to the far post. Oh, a flying header was missed.
Too much. Well, you're right. That middle is just not there, Monty. You mentioned that in the halftime, making the adjustments. The Chargers' numbers in the middle, there is nothing there.
That's playing. This is playing according to the way they need to play to stay in this game. And if they push it into penalty kicks, that's probably what, in coach's mind, the best they can do. I mean, you can see it in the shot differential here. Washington has, by my count, 17 shots versus three, and two of those were on free kicks. All right, there's Lance Rhodes settling the ball down, playing it up this left side. Rojas holds the ball, drops the ball back here to Tabor. Rojas plays the ball up the left side. He's found Niehaus. There's Cardona. He fires a long shot, but it's viewed all the way by the goalkeeper, Tormel, and he easily handled that.
We're approaching that 10-minute mark left in regulation, and it's still a scoreless tie with Washington and Pike Central.
Both teams heading ball back and forth. It's Roach, and then it's Niehaus. Ball up here. Now Jaime Rojas drops the ball to the middle. Cardona trying to work through traffic. He plays the ball up here, trying to find Kyle Hummerkaus. Ball slipped past him.
There.
Yeah, it went over his foot. Now we're under 10 minutes, and this is where it really comes into crunch time. The longer it goes on, the less time a team has to rebound from a deficit. So we'll see how this works. Ball stolen here by the Hatchets. Played up on the right side. Can't tell who the Hatchet is down there in the dark. Davis is in there. Solomon Davis comes out of there, plays the ball over here. Into the box. It's loose in front of the goal, but it's finally cleared out. Oh, wow. What excitement down in that box. That ball was loose on the 6-yard box.
There was a lot of opportunities there.
Nobody there to finish it.
Subs back in. Luis Perez checking in. Chris Revolario coming in. Also, Chargers bringing in Hayden Kabrick. At North Knox, Vincent Reve is taking the lead over Washington Catholic now. 2-1. 2-1 Reve with the advantage at North Knox. 17 minutes left in the half in that Class A tournament.
All right, ball put back in play after the subs are made. Ball headed out of bounds, rolling off. It's going to be Pike Central throw. And right now, neither side is really settling down here. They're looking for that long ball. Here's Rojas. He's trying to work through. He got through one player. The second player closed him down and finished it. It's going to be a hatchet throw deep into Pike Central territory. We have a substitution coming in for Washington. Can't tell the player's number. All right. Those front numbers are small. I wish he'd turn around and show me.
I believe that was Rodas back in.
All right, 22 maybe. Okay, ball out, loose. Hey, ball stolen by Hatchets.
Cam Osmond with good footwork.
Osmond making nice. Here's a long, desperate shot by Rodas, but it didn't have enough mustard on it.
7:20 left in regulation. We're scoreless here at Washington.
Just don't think we're getting the right quality of balls for us to finish. Still trying to play that ball right up the middle, just like right now. It's not going to work. Revolario giving pursuit, but the ball rolls off. It's going to be another Pike Central throw-in. We're under 7 minutes now left in regulation time. We're getting close enough where we're going to start reviewing what happens next. There's a nice step up by Grant Niehaus. Plays the ball up here, trying to find Serrano. Can't do it. Here comes the ball back. Another Niehaus play.
Yeah, Niehaus.
Again.
Three of them.
Again. But it's relentless. It's back and forth. Now the ball squirts. Evan is way out of his box. What a nice sliding save. That's a senior decision right there. Going to mark that down as Evan's first save, really. All right, Washington pushing the ball up.
Here.
And once again, it's counter and counter again.
Oh.
Yep. Cam Osborne ran into
6-0-4. Yellow card coming out for Cam Osborne. Player on the ground for Pike Central is Austin Holder. Clock is stopped with 6:04 left to go. Charger players.
All right, player down. Time is stopped with 6:04.
We're going to see the trainer from Davies Community Hospital, Misty Petro, come out to check it out. While we have this medical timeout, we will take one as well. 6:04 left, still scoreless with the Hatchets and the Chargers back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid-in-full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Austin Holder is still down on the field for Pike Central. Winded. I don't see. Looks like he is going to hobble off. Uh-huh. It may have been a knee-to-knee contact. Monty and I were discussing during the break there. He's going to get some help off the field. Not putting any pressure on that right foot.
That does hurt, too.
I get a score update from the North Knox Class A sectional tonight. Vincent Reveille, 2. Washington Catholic 1. That in the final minutes of the first half at North Knox. Now we see the fans getting loud as we have 6 minutes left in regulation. Both sides getting pumped here. Charger players trying to get their fans into it. It's going to come down to the final 6 minutes. When play resumes, the Chargers have a free kick. Just past midfield on their scoring end of the field. You know, that's what you got to like seeing, too. These guys are having fun out there. Smiles on their faces. This is a battle. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is two quality teams. I keep saying that, don't I? This is a battle. I can't think of a better word for it. I mean, we've watched a lot of soccer, Monty, but this has been one of the premier games.
Yep, it is. It's nice. All right, ball played into the goal area. Hatches rebound. Sending a ball up here, but there's nobody there. Pike Central sends the ball back. There's a nice touch. Rojas. Rojas plays the ball up here to Davis. Davis has a little room. He's trying to make a run. Trying to cut around that left back. He does. Now he centers the ball. It's right into the six-yard ball. He takes a foul. He did call it. No, he's going to card. He's going to card the player who fell, which is Revolario. He better be careful and not be too He called a fall.
You're next!
That was a tough call.
That was a very tough call.
That's either a no call or it's a foul in the box. But he chose to go the dramatic route and issue a card to Revolario. Well, so we're at 5:33 left in this game, and that didn't do anything to lower the temperature out on the field or in the stands, that's for sure. Here's a free kick coming out, and it's not hit too well. It's off the touch line. Now the Hatch crowd gets into it a little
Coach
bit.
Coach Dahl is having some words with the official, too. Evan is not normally very vocal over there on the sidelines, but he is not happy with that last chain of events
Here's
either.
Here's a throw in. Here's a corner or a ball sent in right on the spot. Ball played wide right, and we just can't connect. There's a long ball over the top. Niehaus is giving chase. Four hats, it's back. And he turns and fires the ball up here to the right side. It's going to roll off for a throw-in for Pike.
5 minutes on the clock in regulation. It's a scoreless tie. And Coach Dahl still having some words with the official. He's not been our friend tonight, has he, Monty?
No, not at all.
Every time
I see him, he's not my friend. All right. Here's Perez running at the whole Pike back. Can't do much with it. All right, the ball's still around now. It's chipped over the top. Three hatchets there. One Pike player. Yes, that's right. Play through. That was a nice defensive play by Cardona, and he plays the ball up here trying to find, finally does a hole, but it's a little too ambitious. And the ball rolls to the keeper. 4 minutes left in this game. Probably another three or four runs, and that's going to be it into overtime period. But both sides have had their runs, that's for sure. Ball's pushed out of bounds. It's going to be a Pike Central throw. Long throw up that left side. Wow. Grant Niehaus with the header. Could have had play on advantage there, but nonetheless, it's a foul on Pike Central.
3.5 minutes to play. Still scoreless with Washington and Pike Central as play picks up. It's getting intense here.
All right, there's a long kick coming out of the backfield, headed by Pike Central.
Notice, Monty, they bring Luis back now.
He's playing in the back, which is where he played in club ball. So it appears that Coach is, I don't say he's playing for a tie, but he wants to make sure that there's not a last-second breakaway by Western or Metters in there. Oh, there's a right inside.
Oh,
the
man.
That ball was a sharp cross.
Yes, it was.
Came head high. A diving header was pushed to the left of the cross.
Serrano, I believe, on that
left
one.
Of the left post.
He got his head on it, but it went wide left.
Yeah, that would have been a spectacular goal, wouldn't it? Wow. 2:32 left. Goal kick coming out. We'll have maybe three more efforts at the goal, and then we're going to go into OT. And I don't see a lot of hatchets pushing forward, so we'll see how this thing gets played. It's a ball back to midfield. Lance Roach with the high chip. The ball's rolling down here back to Lance. Now he plays the ball up the left side. But it's returned by Pike Central, and a kick ball straight up in the air. It's a race to the goal. Metters is, rather, Western is on it. Pike holding the ball at the top of the Washington box. Turn and fire. No dice.
Ooh, wow.
And there was a little miscommunication between the hatchet backs and Evan Francis. Francis was coming out for it, and the backs turned and cleared it off the end line. So it's going to be a corner kick for Pike Central here with only a minute 38 left.
Here
a little nerve-wracking, wasn't it? All right.
It was.
So just looking at this thing, Pike's only putting four players into the goal area. Here it is. It's a low driver. Evan dives on it. He's got it. 1:19 left. Francis pushes his backs up. Now he uncorks a cannon of a shot. It's way back into Pike territory. And the ball's cleared back, all the way back to Evan Francis. We got 1 minute left. Francis has it, and now he pops it again.
Man, that's a boot.
Got to get a flick. There's a flick. Rojas tracks it down on the left side outside the goal area. Now he crosses the ball. It's a high floater. Oh, he over the crossbar. Beautiful service.
Man, you can't play that one any
better. Poor finish.
You can't play that one any better.
I thought that was going home.
That was the nail in the coffin. It just didn't happen. Serrano again on the header, just high, and the Charger fans know they dodged
a huge ball. That was an open goal, by the way.
That was Jaime Rojas who set that up perfectly.
He just didn't get over the top of the ball. All right, here's the kick coming out. We only have 10 seconds left. Barely going to get any effort at the goal. Probably no effort here.
No good.
And that's going to end in scoreless tie at the end of regulation.
On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, regulation is over. We got some extracurricular play. The official talking to both players. West and Solomon Davis having a few words. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington and Pike Central in a scoreless tie.
The referee indicated that he saw both players and didn't blame either one, blamed them both, and told him he was going to be watching them. But we're heading into not sudden death. It's two full seven-minute periods. The referee will call the captains out and the coaches will explain the rules. There'll be another coin toss. And they'll determine which goal they'll choose. And then at the end of seven, with no more timeout or going to the bench, they'll switch ends and they'll go right back to the next seven. If it's still tied at the end of that, again, no golden goal. If it's still tied, it'll go to the infamous penalty kick series.
We've had one of these already this year with this boys team. That was the Jasper regular season matchup.
And it does make a difference. Tournament, that pressure that was in that Big 8 game against Jasper is identical to this pressure. There's no more, no worse.
They're going to give a 10-minute break. They tell our press box to put 10 minutes on the clock. That's an awful long time. That's as much as half. What's going on here? That's an awful long break. All right, well, we'll see what's going on, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to the Boys Soccer Sectional Semifinals. WAMW.
Hi, Davies County. I'm Tim Goodwin.
Hello, friends. This is Chris Severs. Tim and I just want to update everyone to let you know that construction on Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington is ready to begin.
Chris and I are proud to have selected local contractor Tabor Crane to do our work.
In a few months, Goodwin Severs Funeral Home will open at 2020 State Street. Until then, we can serve your family at your place of worship.
Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, proudly serving Davies County.
Looking for employment? If you are in good physical shape, like working outdoors, and appreciate what a professional lawn cut and landscaping do to a lawn, call Heller's Lawn Pro at 812-610-0055. Heller's Lawn Pro suggests now is the time to seed your lawn and make it fuller and fill in bare spots. Also, landscaping is a way to greatly improve the look of your home. Call Heller's Lawn Pro today, 812-610-0055.
Welcome back here at the Sports Complex, where we await the first overtime session. Again, as Monty mentioned before the timeout, we'll play 2 7-minute halves, but we take a longer break than either one of the halves, as they are letting 10 minutes wind off of the clock before we start that first overtime period. So, Monty, this is where we do our song and dance number. You know any good ones?
Well, we need to catch our breath ourselves, because from start to finish, this game has been racehorse, back and forth. Washington probably has a much more greater time of possession, but we haven't been able to penetrate that very tight Pike Central defense. I mean, they're playing the way they have to play to stay in this game. And actually, thinking back about a couple of those free kicks and that one ball that was rolling toward the goal mouth with Evan Francis out in front of the ball, we're lucky to be at this spot.
Brady Hill is the hero on that.
Yep.
And I still hold him as the player of the game right now, because
he saved it,
he made that save, this is over.
Yep, yep.
So,
and they would be very difficult to penetrate. He would probably put 10 players back there and just dare them to try to get through. So, you know, it's different strategies. You make do with the material you have. And both coaches are doing a fine job. Obviously, Washington has the skill, speed, soccer ability to run with anybody. But Pike Central's done a great job of not letting them do exactly that. And they've done a good job down in the box of heading the ball out. I mean, they won everything. Those last two should have been finished probably. I mean, they were wide open goals, but we weren't able to execute.
A lot of that is, again, you talk about what Pike Central's strategy was, getting Washington out of their game, and Washington kind of gets in your head when you don't have that goal and you think you should have it. So that plays a factor into it, and that's to the full credit of Pike Central.
Yeah. Now, they played 80 minutes. They're going to play another 14 minutes. So they're going to end up 94 minutes, which is more than international soccer.
It's a lot of soccer.
It is a
and
lot of
And at this
soccer.
Pace, you know, Monty, there
yes.
was never at any point a lull in the action for those entire both halves.
No, it's been a thrill. It's been a very enjoyable game. And, you know, we're both kind of tired from last night, but this thing has really got the energy and the adrenaline flowing right now. The fans, you know, Pike Central fans are really behind this team. And Hatchet so much, they have a big following here also. It's nice to see fans hanging over the fence and a lot of emotion, enthusiasm. It really promotes the sport well, I think, as long as everybody maintains a sportsmanlike approach.
Well, we've got a couple of score updates. The Washington Catholic Cardinals now trailing Vincennes Reve 3-1. That game probably at halftime at this point, but Vincennes Reve leading the Washington Catholic Cardinals boys soccer in the semifinals 3-1. That's at North Knox. Thanks to Liz for that update. And then we have an update in the tennis tournament where our own Caleb Knipp, WAMW intern, and his double partners, or his double partner, Braden Kixmiller, claimed the individual sectional championship. So congratulations to Caleb Knipp and Braden Kixmiller. They are the number one doubles sectional champ in the individual tournament. So job well done to those guys. They'll move on to the regional now.
What school is that?
Washington.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Washington. They don't play soccer. I don't know them, so that's good. It's
yeah.
good.
Caleb, you met Caleb. He's
yes,
our intern at the radio station.
But he never identified where he slept. Okay.
Yeah, that's the Washington Hatchets. So
cool.
Congratulations to Caleb Knipp.
That's great.
And Braden Kixmiller. Again, back here at the sports complex, this is kind of nothing short of what we expected. The fans are into it. This is sectional atmosphere at its best. You know, Monty, as you were here with the inception of soccer at Washington, which was, what, 1992, I believe?
Thank you, yes.
92.
Not 1892.
1992.
That's right.
I made that sound like it was a long, long time ago.
Well, it was.
It
seems longer every year.
But did you ever dream that you'd see this type of atmosphere in this type of game? I mean, that has to just let you make you sit back and smile.
It does. And I have to mention Kevin Myers also, because he had a lot to do with the formation of success, not just the success, but the formation of the soccer program for Washington High School. And I know the circumstances worked out that he's not here right now, but he's never far from my thoughts and appreciation for what he did for all of us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the boys soccer program, and the girls soccer program, as you come out here to the sports complex, their acknowledgments are noted on the wall of the concession stand, but quite a bit of hardware that they've collected over the years.
Yes, yes. And those pictures of regional champs in the Hatchet House, I wish they'd retouch some of them like my own and get those clunky glasses off. But no, it's been a great thrill. It's been an honor to have been part of this. And I'm thrilled every time I come out here. These young kids have such energy and hope and dreams, and I like to tap into that myself.
Well, this means the second game is going to get an even later start. So Gibson Southern and Southridge just sitting back and waiting in the wings and anticipating when they will get their chance on the field. Of course, the winner of game two between Gibson Southern and Southridge will play the winner of this one in the championship. It's going to be a day game back here at Washington, 2 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. And if the Hatchets are there, of course, you know we're there for the live coverage here on Memories 107.9. We will switch gears again and head back to Jasper tomorrow for the girls' sectional semifinals, where the Lady Hatchets advance with a commanding 7-0 victory over Princeton last night. The Lady Hatchets now face Vincennes Lincoln tomorrow at Jasper, and that will get underway at 6 p.m. We'll be on the air about 5:40 again tomorrow night with our Lady Hatchet pregame, as our soccer sectional coverage continues this week. It's been a busy week.
It has.
And you know, the Lady Hatchets last night, I was impressed with their play. They really did a nice job, came out and did what they had to do and put away Princeton.
They will be the favorites. But as you know, favorites don't go on in tournaments. Teams that win do. So they're going to have to play with the same effort and just stay focused and not look ahead to the potential rematch with Jasper. Because if Jasper's doing that, they could easily get upset by Gibson Southern. That's
Gibson
a good
Southern
program.
Gibson Southern is a very good program. I keep hearing more and more about that Gibson Southern team. So that's going to be a great tournament down in Jasper as it continues tomorrow night. Tune in for the coverage right here on WAMW. Friday, we'll switch gears to American football. The old pigskin will be in the air. The Friday night lights on as Washington and Jasper will play senior night for the Hatchet Seniors as Coach Jake Durnell and his squad meet the Jasper Wildcats. 7:30 kickoff. Be sure to tune in with John Gear and Eric Wilson for the play-by-play. Hatchet football coming your way this Friday night, as always, here on Memories 107.9, your home for the Hatchets. A couple of programming notes. Tomorrow afternoon, Chad Schaefer will be broadcasting live from the Davies County YMCA as German American Bank is sponsoring the first annual YMCA Kids Fest, free for kids and parents. Lots going on. They have the Kids Combat Challenge, the treasure hunt in the pool, and all kinds of fun activities. There will be inflatables in the gym. That is tomorrow, 5 to 7 at the Davies County YMCA. Saturday morning, I'll be at Ketchum Memorial Center in Odin. It's the Alzheimer's Awareness Walk. It is a 5K bubble run and walk presented by Ketchum Memorial Center. $25 if you register in advance, $30 Saturday morning. Registration starts at 8:30, and come on out and walk with us. Great cause. Great folks at Ketchum Memorial Center will be broadcasting live from the event Saturday, 8 to 10, here on WAMW. So our busy week continues. All right, 10 minutes off the clock now. Both teams should be well rested, as they did need a break. As you mentioned, 80 full minutes and now 14 more. 94 minutes of soccer. Here come the fans now as both teams are back out. The huddles are over. We're going to play two full seven-minute halves. If there is no winner after that, it goes to PKs. This time, Pike Central, right to left on your radio dial. The Hatchets working left to right. And it appears Washington will start with the ball in the first overtime session.
I would point out that two Hatchets carry yellow cards, and they've got to be careful about how vociferous they are and how energetic they are when they go into tackles, because another yellow would mean a red card and they'd have to leave the game. The team could not replace them on the field. All right, play begins. Hatchett's pushing the ball slow, but Becerra is in the starting lineup. There's a Cardona trying to work the ball around. Can't. Now he does it. He gets decked pretty hard. He took a hard spill. It looked like he got undercut. Landed on his back, and he's
and
rolling.
They're going to stop the
pain.
Clock at 6:26.
Back it up, guys. Back it up.
And now here comes a card.
He's still on the ground.
Oh. Hey.
What you have here? What you have now is. Yeah.
Tippers are really flying out there.
I told you this is going to happen.
Both sides are trying to get each other's hot heads under control, because this referee, especially to the Washington players, it seems to me, has a quick trigger. He would love to throw somebody out, and that would really change the complexion of this game. So Cardona is leaving the game.
Coming in is
Revolario,
and then also... there was no card issued. There was no card issued.
And he's going to have a drop ball right here just to our right. And that ball was kicked before it hit the ground, so it's a Washington free kick about 40 yards off the right post. They're going to have to translate that temper. And that.
I'm not sure what.
He walked through a crowd of Hatchets. Got shoved for his effort. Here's Revolario curling into the... It's a header on goal! It's a diving save!
Man.
That ball was going home for a right corner into the net, and it was
Humry
a beautiful
Kouse.
Save. Humry Kouse on the header, but it was Tormelin with the acrobatic save.
Another
the 540
nice one. Yep.
Mark. Wow. Going to be a corner kick. Here's the service. It's in the spot. It's headed out. Top of the box. Now it's rifled back in, but there's such a crowd, there is virtually no way that ball is going to get through.
Yeah, there is a sea of white jerseys there right now.
Hatchett trying to work it around the corners, around the edges. Tabor's up now.
It is
still holding it.
Oh, it's getting very
difficult. Wow, there's a foul on Washington. But that was a fifth. Wow. There's some really interesting calls out there. That's all I can say.
Well, I told you early on this was going to get down to a physical game, because he has let him play all night, and that's what happens sometimes when you let him play. When it gets to this point, then tempers flare, and the cards, unfortunately, hopefully, stay
in
his pocket.
Down in the goal area. Hatchett's finally drill it back to midfield.
Playing with raw emotion out there right now, both teams.
Nice touch by...
feeding off of the... fans.
Yeah, I've got to call that. Foul on Pike Central.
Man, oh, man.
That was a great move by Jaime. He cut under the arm of a Pike Central player, and the Pike Central player had no choice but to give him a little shove. And so Caleb Tabor has a kick.
4.5 minutes left in the first overtime.
Here it is. It's into the goal area. It's headed. Oh, it's loose on the ground. It's still at the edge of the box. Oh. The shot is smothered by Pike Central again. You're really not going to find much space between all those legs in there.
They've sent everybody back now, Monty.
Here's a ball played into Rojas. Rojas is out on the left wing. We're pushing it up into that corner as the ball is served, but it's no one there on the receiving end. But it will be a throw-in for Washington. 3:52 left in this first overtime period. I've always been amazed how quick 7 minutes goes away.
It does, doesn't it?
Amazing.
Throw in Washington right by their bench.
If you tuned in late, this is the first overtime period. The Hatchets and Pike Central Chargers have played to a scoreless tie in regulation, and we are in overtime. And the tempers are starting to mount. The play is a little chippy. No, it's a lot of chippy.
3.5 minutes remaining. First
Here's
overtime.
The boot. Back to midfield. Ball served back to the Hatchet backs. There is
a nice one touch by Hemmerkaus.
Hemmerkaus. There's a nice touch by Rojas. No call on that. Body's falling all over the place. There's Solomon Davis working on the left side.
Good move.
That fires a quick shot. Oh, it just went wide right. Nice shot, Solomon.
Yeah,
he got
was.
A little bit of space, and he's looking for that right corner. And he just missed that post.
He's connected on that before. He can hit that shot.
He can hit that shot.
2.5 minutes left now. Substitution for Pike Central. Back into the lineup. That is number 11, Hayden Kabrick, replacing Quad Claridge. Quade Claridge. I think that's Quade.
I think you're right. Goal kick coming out. Here's the boot. It's back to midfield. Header by Roach. And Pike settles it down and sends it back. Another header by Washington. Still at midfield. Davis turns. And he plays that ball up the left side but can't find enough space to work with, and it rolls off.
Two minutes. 2 hours in now. The boys' soccer sectional semifinals. WAMW FM Washington. I'm Dwayne Shake with Monty Critchlow. If you're just joining us, what a thriller here tonight. Standing room only crowd at the sports complex. Pike Central Washington in a scoreless tie. We're in the first overtime session.
Rojas settles the ball down now off the throw. Plays the ball in here, but it's kicked ahead to Pike Central. Now there's Becerra settling that ball. Nice touch by Hummeringhouse. That ball's played in the box.
Oh! And he just
Perez just missed him.
I mean, inches away from a hatchet score there, because if Perez can get a foot on that, it's over, I think.
The ball went squirting right to the keeper, and Perez just missed.
Perez even knew that one, I think, Monty.
It's a nice touch here. Davis moving through. He settles the ball over here to Revolario. Becerra settles it. He's got some room. He fires the ball into the goal area. It's loose at the top of the box. Pike's on it.
Oh.
Finally blows it out. Well, Hatchet still attacking. Roach blasts the ball, but it's off of Pike's central body. Can't go anywhere. Tabor with the touch wide. Hatchet still controlling. There's Perez. No, it's Davis out there. All right, the foul's called.
And a card is
and
issued.
And a card.
This one's going to go on Pike Central. 38 seconds left.
Who's that number over there?
The Hatchet fans like that. It's the first card against the Chargers. And I think it's going against Western. Yes, it is.
Whoa. It's interesting.
So Western has to set out one play, doesn't he?
Yes.
He'll quickly check back in.
Yeah, coach can turn him around, but sometimes that irks referees a lot. All right, here's the service. Tabor, he chips the ball. It's going far past. Oh, it's a great save again by Tremellin. He had to leave his feet and chip the ball over the top. A touch save. Hatchet's far side. Goal kick, 26 seconds left.
Western coming back in for the Chargers.
21, here's the service.
Whoa.
There it is. 10 seconds. Nine. The time is dripping off. It's going to be one kick, and that's about it. Here it is. Service. And the ball is
batted out.
Hit it out.
Hit
it out, and that's
the first overtime.
End of the first. So they're just going to walk and switch ends and go right back at it. There is no break.
7 minutes gone. First overtime, still scoreless. Washington and Pike Central. You're listening to live coverage of the boys 2A soccer sectional semifinals from the sports complex in Washington.
If you were carding this fight, you'd give 10 points to Washington and 9 to Pike Central because they definitely carried the initiative. They had more blows on the opponent than Pike Central landed.
Yep.
It will be Pike Central's start.
But you can obviously see Charger strategy in this overtime session, Monty. They have everybody back.
And I'm sure that
they
have
the
worked on PKs for two solid weeks.
Sure.
No doubt about it.
Sure they have.
All right, we're ready to start the last seven.
Chargers start with it this time.
It's a long service. It's squirting down here to Evan Francis. And remember, if a goal is scored, we're still going to play the full time. So
yes.
The referee stopped play. He's scatting players.
There's some fans.
I don't know what the deal is.
He can't be behind the
goalkeeper. Yeah, he's moved him off. Probably ought to post somebody down there. Fans don't really know that rule, but it is a good rule. All right. Evan Francis with the ball. Here's the punt. It's a good one. It's into Pike territory. Takes a big bounce. Hatchett's on it. Play it inside. Quick shot. Oh, it's right on the hands. That thing came from 30 yards out.
Luis Perez once again.
Who else?
His left, either foot of his is strong. I don't know. I can't tell if he's left-footed or right-footed.
I think he's right-footed or left-footed, but I think he's, I wouldn't want to trust his right-footed if I were a goalkeeper either. Rojas settles the ball down, plays it up here to Perez. Perez trying to hold it. There's a handball on Washington. Rojas with the foul. Here's the quick service. Nice header by Roach all the way back to midfield. Ball played over the top. Pike Central after it. They hammer it back into Washington territory. There's a Roach header. Both sides going at it hard.
Solomon
Davis down there. He's called for the foul.
Free kick for the Chargers right in front of the Hatchett bench. 5.5 minutes left in the second overtime session with the Chargers and the Hatchetts.
Now on a free kick, the Chargers put four people at the top of the box. We're a good 40 yards plus off the left post right in front of the Hatchett bench. We've reached the five-minute mark. The referee signaled. So here's the kick. It's floating high, far post. It's headed off the right side. No, nothing too serious on that one. Evan had it covered all the way. So we probably got three, four maybe runs. We really haven't had one yet in this seven-minute segment. All right, here's the kick. It's a blast back into Pike territory, but once again, Henson with that header, he is ruling the air.
Tallest player on the field by far.
Nice settle down, but Pike is pushing now. They put some numbers up, right? And they may be wanting to finish this thing off. And they're going to open themselves up for a little bit of a counter if they keep doing that. The ball's off the touch line. It's going to be a Charger throw.
I tell you, these fans are into this. The cheer block is loud. I mean it when I say standing room only. There is not an open spot on either bleacher.
All right, here's the throw. It's a long one to right to the edge of the box. Had to settle it down. Now they clear it out back to midfield. And now Pike returns a favor. It's headed back to midfield. And then Pike heads it. And it's flicked on. So it's down here to Western. He turns. He's facing. He's trying to work around three players. He's still got the ball. And there is a foul, yes, on Western coming out. He was not going to win the ball, and he made a slide, and he caught, I think it's Kyle Tabor's foot. Not very many fouls called in Pike Central here. That's all. I only have them for 10. Washington has about 20. 3:19 left in this second overtime period. That's all the play we're going to have. This is it. So we're only going to a few more limited attempts at the goal. We got to make good on these things. Here's a low driver coming here on the left side. It's right in the middle. There's the ball played, but Lance Rhodes up in the left corner. It's cleared by Pike Central, but it's still down here, settled by Davis. Solomon Davis trying to turn. No, that's Perez. Perez turns. He's holding. He's still. He's trying to turn that corner. Can't quite do it. He's drawing three defenders, and they're all over him. He's taking it down the corner, and frankly, I can't even see because fans are standing up.
Yeah, everybody's wanting to see the same.
Looks like a corner kick for Washington. Chris Revolario is going over to take the kick.
Looks like Hummerkow's coming back in now for Becerra.
2:26 left. Corner kick is a great opportunity. We need to get on the end of one of these headers.
Also checking in for the Chargers is Briar Metters.
Here's the service, far post. Way over the top. It's rolling toward the other side. Hatchett's trying to save it. But it's a battle over there. Finally, Pike brings it out on the dribble.
2 minutes exactly left in the second overtime.
Ball squirts through. Now the Hatchets have it. Revolario plays it up here. Perez trying to find Rojas. He drops the ball back here to Hummerkaus. Turned by Jaime. He can't get it past. There's Solomon Davis with the ball, trying to work through traffic. He got a shot off, and it's a one-hopper. The goalkeeper bobbled it, but he fell on it.
That's, again, Tormelin, and I'll tell you, he has been a wall back there for Pike Central tonight. You got to think he's going to be bruised up, and if we get to the PKs, hopefully that'll play to our advantage.
Maybe there's dust in his eye. All right. There's only a minute 11 left. The ball's coming back to Hatchett territory. It's loose. And Francis has the ball. Evan off his line. Wide left. There was a collision down in there. You probably heard the Pike fans thinking there was a foul, but there wasn't. It's just hard play.
Want it. Black want it.
Davis with the header. Revolario holding the ball, trying to turn. Now he plays the ball back to Solomon near midfield. Hummerkaus. Touch to Davis. Over to Niehaus. Loses the ball, and here's a ball knocked long, but there's nobody going to come at it. 30 seconds left. Evan has to put that ball back in play very quick. We've got one more run at it. Here's the punt back to midfield. And Pike is not even going forward. Tabor with the long left footer up to the top. There's a nice settle by Perez just outside the box. He's trying to turn, but there's a gaggle of players.
They're all there.
Time's a waste. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Pike on the run. There's a nice tackle. I didn't see who that was. That's it. We're going to penalty kicks.
Yep. Regulation is over. Overtime is over. And it's going to come down to penalty kicks to find our winner between Washington and Pike Central. The second PK overtime that Monty and I have called this year. The Jasper game turned out in our favor, and let's hope we've got one more in this, Monty, because you don't like to see any game ended this way. And for folks listening at home, they say, scoreless, no score. What kind of game is that? Well, that the scoreless game is probably one of the toughest games ever witnessed in soccer, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly hard on everybody's nerves, and usually each game has its own moments in there where it should have been converted. I can think of five or six Washington. I can think of almost an equal number of Pike Central times when really they should have converted on that. There was probably nothing more close than that one that was rolling at our goal. I sure thought that was in.
How Brady Hill came, I mean, he was a sliding Superman. It was unbelievable how he was able to get a leg on that one to save it. That was the difference in this game for the Hatchets so far.
That's as amazing as Caleb Tabor's left foot that tied that Jasper game.
The difference in Pike Central is your goalkeeper, Tyler Tormelin, because he has not let anything get by him. And let me say, he has been challenged. I can think of four times where he had no choice but to punch it out and somehow was able to get the tips of his fingers on them.
Yep.
And knock that out of the goal and out of danger's way. So
Now, the referee will choose which goal, and I believe he's chosen the south goal right in front of the Hatchet fans. Each team will send five shooters out. They will stay in the midfield circle. And one by one, they'll come out and face the goalkeeper. 12 yards away, the goal is 24 feet wide, 8 feet tall, and the goalkeeper can move along the line, but he can't leave the line, unlike you see in professional soccer. So the advantage is really to the shooter. All the shooter has to do is put some moderate speed on the ball and place it accurately. I always told my players, if you can put it within 3 or 4 feet of the post, you probably got it. So it's a really a nervy thing for the third, fourth, and fifth shooters, that's for sure. All right, looks like Washington is going to Washington will have the first shot. And each team will go alternating five series of five shots, and whoever has the most at the end of five wins. Of course, if a team misses three, its first three, and you hit the first three, it's over.
Yep.
So every shot is important.
Sudden death, penalty kick, overtime session.
All right, you have a veteran taking the first kick. It's going to be Solomon Davis. 12 yards out, the referee signals, here's the kick, and it's in the goal.
One for Washington.
Real quick, left corner, a goalkeeper was moving to his left, but Solomon hit it to his right. It was no contest, so Hatchet's up, 1-0.
Here comes their superstar, Kyson Western. Western will take the first kick for the Chargers, going up against Evan Francis. If you remember back to the Jasper game, Francis knocked two out of the goal, out of the five PK attempts, and that was enough to seal the deal for the Hatchets. Evan has been put in this position before. Let's see what he can do here. Kyson Western.
Two veteran players.
Taking his time, playing a little head game with Francis. Spotting it right where he wants it.
All right. Evan's ready. Western's ready. The referee signals with his whistle. He's trying to freeze him out. He approaches the ball, and here's the kick. Oh, save! It was not well struck. Evan guessed the right way, and he smothered the shot.
Francis
never bobble it, anything. That is a huge... I was just getting ready to say, psychologically, to have your star, your captain... miss a shot is damaging.
Yes,
so we've
is.
Definitely got the advantage right here.
Yes, it is. Evan Francis, huge, huge once again. Now here comes Louis Perez, the big boot for the Hatchets.
Tell you what, you wouldn't want this shot to hit your face. It would
it's
change. You'd be calling your surgeon, I think.
It's a rocket.
All right, Perez, a left footer. He's placed the ball down. Approaches the ball and drills it wide right. Talk about your miss hits. There you have it. He probably wishes he had that one back.
Oh, boy.
That one hurt.
Whoo. Luis Perez, wide right. On the second attempt for Washington.
Luis didn't even hit it hard either. I mean, that's so unlike him.
Well, again, Monty, 94 minutes of soccer from these guys. Luis Perez and Western.
Oh, there's
he
a miss.
Another one. He saved another one.
All right. Did he tip that ball and it hit the crossbar then?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Boy, he's reading them like
Francis
a book out there.
On him. That's two saves in a row for Evan Francis, and that becomes bigger. Probably than the first one after the missed attempt by the Hatchets.
Really?
Wow.
All right, so strolling up to take the ball is co-captain Kyle Hummerkaus. Number three shooter in my mind is always very key. This would put us up two, and it would really put the pressure on the next shooter for a Pike
Hummerkaus.
Central. All right, Kyle, come on, do your duty. Approaches the ball. Here's a kick.
It's in
the upper right corner.
It's in.
Nothing but net.
Two for Washington.
All right. This is extraordinary.
For Pike Central.
This is really important now.
If Francis saves this one. Oh, no, it's not over yet, is it?
Well, if Francis saves this one and we convert the next one, it's over. Okay,
2-0.
Yep.
Pike Central with their next attempt coming in to take it is Briar Metters. Briar Metters.
All right. Goalkeeper, here's a kick.
Oh, the one!
This time he read again the correct. He went to his right. That ball was going to the upper corner, and he got both hands on it. What a save.
In a row.
All right, this is it. This is it. If he's
here is the game.
It looks like Lance Roach, maybe.
Man, oh, man. How about Evan Francis tonight, Monty?
You know what? We gotta give him a place in there. All right, this is it. This is the game right here. If he converts it, Washington wins and advances to the semifinal.
I think that's Serrano. Kevin
I think
Serrano.
You're right. It's Kevin Serrano. Here's the kick. It's in the net! Hatchets
are the sectional semifinal winners over Pike Central.
What a tough way to settle a game. I mean, the Pike players are just on their
grass.
It's a heartbreaker for them, but what a game. This was a true championship game out here, really. Hatchets storm the field.
Man, what a game. What a game. So it goes down to PK. Washington wins it in PKs. 3 for Washington and 0 for Pike Central.
Totally exhausting.
3 saves. And there's good sportsmanship right there by two of the finest.
Perez has gone over to hug Western. Western was totally collapsed on the pitch. And
yep.
Coach has come over and given him a big hug. He's played his heart out.
Shows respect from both teams. It really does. They know how much this meant to both teams, and it's hard to see a loser in this game, like you say, Monty. It really is, because they left it all on the table, all on the field. And in the end, Evan Francis with 3 saves in sudden death penalty kicks. Washington converts 3, and that's where it ends. So the official score will be 1-0. Right? In favor of the Hatchets.
In parentheses.
3-0 PKs.
Yep.
The Hatchets move on to the championship in a nail biter where they await the winner of the game coming up between Gibson Southern and Southridge. These guys probably wondered if they were ever going to get to the field. They're going to kick it off at about 8:30. It's going to be a late one for that nightcap tonight.
Yeah, indeed. And then a long bus ride home. Yep. So, a lot of heart shown out here, and I think if anybody has any doubt that Pike Central's program is for real, this game should dispel it.
Oh, man.
This is the third year in a row that the Hatchets, and they've all been decided by one goal. And, in fact, pushing it into OT, I think the first game they played was in OT also. So one of the things that Class Ball has done is bring Pike Central into us, and they're a legitimate program now.
Absolutely.
I have a lot of respect for Chad Western and his efforts down there. We were talking beforehand about building his program, and he said, you know, we're not going to have 40 players. We're going to have a core of players that are soccer players, and we're going to have to get the athletes into that program and just try to build numbers outward, which is the way that Washington did it.
Final score again, Washington wins it in sudden death PKs. The Hatchets advance in the postseason tournament to the championship back here Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock, where they will face the winner of this Gibson Southern Southridge showdown. We need a final timeout. When we come back, we'll hand out the postgame awards and wrap it up here from the Sports Complex. You're listening to the 2A Boys Soccer Sectional on WAMW.
Well, the Dobson deal is a bad deal.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Welcome back. Welcome back here to the Sports Complex. Again, it's in the books. The semifinal with Washington and Pike Central. The Hatchets win it in PKs. And Coach Evan Stahl joins us now, trying to regroup and catch his breath. Coach, what a game. What a game. And, you know, first things first, Monty and I did this, but I know you want to do this too. You must take your hats off to Pike Central and the program they're building there. They are serious contenders, and they came to play tonight. They really did.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. Three, like we said in the pregame, that's three in a row now. Three overtime games in a row, and they brought it. I mean, honestly, I'd be lying if I told you we were the better team tonight. They were the better team, and we're fortunate to get away. But you know what? You survive in advance in the tournament. So, I mean, hats off to them. Hats off to our guys. Hats off to Evan. Evan, you know, that's twice now. It's came up huge.
Yes, he has.
And he's got us through. So,
I mean, that, you know, when you get in that situation, it's kind of a head game, and he read them perfectly. Not one, not two. Three in a row he's able to deflect. Yeah. That's not an easy task.
No, it's not. It's pretty much a guessing game. I'll be honest. We were fortunate. We went and scouted Pike Central play one game this year. They got a PK. Western took it. He went to the left. I told Evan he went left, so first one. And that's huge to get the first one. You get that first one, especially after making one and get the lead after the first kicker. That's humongous. But, I mean, he's unbelievable. He did it against Jasper. He did it again tonight. Two big games of the year. It's just unbelievable.
And we're hailing Brady Hill as one of your big heroes tonight. Brady Hill single-handedly saved what would have been a Pike Central goal that would have been the winner.
Yeah,
that and was, how he got to that ball is still beyond Monty and I.
I don't know either. I thought I was watching the ball go in the net, and all of a sudden there's Brady, just pokes it away, and that's what it takes, you know. Tournament time, whatever it takes, and fortunately for us, we had one more in us than they did tonight.
Well, Coach, you've got to get your kids refocused now, because this was not the championship game. This is another step, and, you know, every game has its challenges. What's your plan for bringing these guys back?
Well, we're just like you said, we're going to regroup. Fortunately, we got 2 days. This time we only had one in between Monday and today. We've got 2 days, so, you know, tomorrow we're just going to – the main thing at this time of the year is, you know, rest and recovery, make sure everyone's healthy, do what we need to do. We're going to get out and get touches on the ball. But, yeah, it's about refocusing and being prepared. This was not the final. This should be the final. It's been great the last 3 years. It felt like a final, I'm sure, to you guys, to everyone out there.
My.
But you just got to keep going.
Second game here. Who do you like between Southridge and
You know, they played last Monday. Gibson Southern won 2-1. So, I don't know. I didn't see it.
Wow.
It was close. It's sectional. As you see tonight, anything can happen.
Anything
so we're
going to
be watching, and we're going to be ready for whoever it is.
Well, Coach, we've already said we've got Brady Hill and Evan Francis as award winners. We need a high-energy player of the game tonight. If you had to award that to someone, who are you looking at for that honor?
Well, I would say probably Caleb Tabor. You know, we tasked him tonight with taking care of Western.
You did.
He marked up Western, and, hey, he shut him out. He didn't do much. I mean, he had a few chances, but it was a free kick, I guess, that hit the bar. So other than that, he didn't have any looks in the open field, and that's hats off to Caleb. He was on him all game, and he did just enough to keep him away.
That's a good
I like
good
that
one. And we singled him out a couple times tonight because that was not an easy task. You know, Western was their go-to guy, and he was shut down, and kind of frustration set in. You could see that a couple of times throughout the night too.
Yeah, obviously I think he got a yellow for, you know, whatever dissent. He's a great player, but that's what you got to do. You sit the best player, you shut him down, you can win games like that. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get one in the back of the net in regulation or overtime that we needed, but you don't get scored on, you can't lose a game.
That's right.
There you go. Well, Evan Stahl, I know it's an exciting time. Your players are excited. The crowd's excited. Hey, the fan base tonight over in the Washington section, it doesn't get much better than that. Standing room only.
Both fan sections, honestly. I mean, it was packed. That's what you play for. This is what you play for. The atmosphere is fantastic, and I hope to see the same thing Saturday afternoon.
2:00 is our kickoff for the championship. Evan will be there. Thank you very much, sir. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thanks,
congratulations,
guys.
Coach Evan Stahl on the post-game show, presented by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, and by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation, in downtown Washington. And the only thing left to do, Monty Critchlow, is to hand out the postgame awards. We don't have any big shockers now, as you know, but let's go first with the Freddie Energy, High Energy Player of the Game, brought to you by Freddie Energy in Washington. A good call by Coach Stahl. This certainly deserving, and the honor goes to Caleb Tabor.
He did he did such a good job, you hardly noticed him, because true, if you think back, Western is their gun. How many times did he have the ball loose? None. Other than his free kicks, he didn't present a serious challenge on our goal. I mean, I'm looking at a total of 3 shots in the whole game. A couple of them were, they were pretty good shots, but Caleb did a great job of shutting Western down. Western is an outstanding player. He'll probably be all district.
He should be going
somewhere. Maybe all state, too.
He should be playing somewhere next year for sure. So congratulations to Caleb Tabor, our Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game. Next up is the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. And again, unanimous on this one. The hero tonight, the big save from Brady Hill.
That was a save of the game. And save from the point of view of Evan Francis was off his line, on the ground. The ball was rolling behind him. And out of nowhere, literally, because I thought the ball was in the back of the net, Brady swept the ball off on the slide tackle. And
he must have been 10 yards out. I mean, he just was a diving, sliding player out of nowhere.
Yeah, he followed that in. He didn't assume that Evan would get the ball. He just kept moving to the goal, which is good instinct, and it saved her.
You know that you've done something right when you have your goalie, after a play like that, pick you up off the ground and give you a hug. And that's exactly what Evan Francis did to Brady Hill after that play. So definitely our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game tonight, Brady Hill, for the save that was heard around the world this evening. And then the overall MVP honors presented by Annalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited, without a doubt, in the crunch once again. We saw it before with the Jasper game. Evan Francis, 3 shots on goal in the PKs and 3 deflections.
An uncanny ability to read which direction the player's going, because that's really all a goalkeeper can do. He guesses, because if the ball struck any speed at all, he's dead meat. So he has to guess by instinct, and 3 times, he is Houdini. He figured it out and got almost 2 hands on every ball. I don't know how you do that, but he did it.
2.5 hours in, Monty. I think that's enough for tonight. We got to try to settle down and do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, all right.
Washington advances. They'll play in the championship back here Saturday afternoon, where they face the winner of this one, Gibson Southern and Southridge. It's coming up next year at the Sports Complex. Tomorrow night, Monty and I back at Jasper for the girls' tournament. Washington's Lady Hatchets facing the Vincennes Lincoln Lady Alice's in the semifinals of Jasper. It's a 6 o'clock kickoff, and we'll be on the air once again about 5:40 tomorrow from Jasper's pitch. For Monty Critchlow and Renee Lyle, our studio producer, this is Dwayne Shake reminding you the finals in this thriller of the semifinals of the boys' tournament at Washington in sudden-death PKs. Final score, Washington 1, Pike Central nothing. Parentheses, PK 3-0. Did I say that right?
You did.
Good night. Good night. So long from the Washington Sports Complex.
This concludes our special sports broadcast of Washington High School Soccer on Classic Hits, Memories 107.9, WAMW FM Washington, and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This special sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor, Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance, Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home, Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, Haze and Dance, Headlines, Heller's Lawn Pro, the Kingpin Bowling Center, McAllister Machinery, McDonald's Restaurants, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Annalou Chapman with RE/MAX, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling and Company, Thompson Insurance,
the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV.
Tournament coverage provided by Tabor Crane Construction in Washington, Lawrence Landscaping, and Sarah Browning, your local Edward Jones investment advisor.
Listen for the next exciting broadcast of Washington High School Sports on WAMW. We now return to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.